For most guys, life is pretty much what we call box stock. It's life, plain and simple. It starts with 8 hours of whatever it takes to pay the bills. Then after that, it's another 8 hours of the wife, the kids, and maybe some couch pound time. Not for the guys you'll be hearing from tonight. Tonight, it's a different breed of individual. It's the guys who spend their nights flat on their back on a cold creeper in a drafty garage instead of the nice, comfy couch. The ones who'd rather be torquing down a set of hypo heads instead of getting all torqued up at the local watering hole. The guys that squint by the light of the last weld and not some candlelight dinner. What we're talking about is a different breed. We're talking about the individuals that are part of an elite group that proudly call themselves the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series teams. Tonight, it's Racetime Radio from Toronto. Brought to you by Shell Rotella Heavy Duty Diesel Engine Oil. Where Smoke and Joe will talk with NASCAR, Canadian Tire, and some of Canada's top NASCAR race teams. And he'll take a look back on 2012 and a look ahead to 2013. So, pull up a six-pack and relax. And here to bring you all the action tonight from Toronto, it's Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Racetime Radio. We are coming to you tonight. It is the NASCAR recognition night here in Toronto. It's the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series year-end here in Canada, and I am joined with Junior here. And Junior?
This is a great celebration they have lined up. There is everybody from the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series here tonight. I've seen tons of people show up early. Of course, earlier today there was some business meetings for the NASCAR team owners and drivers as well. Just kind of looking, kind of getting a perspective on 2013 and seeing what they are in store for over the winter for changes on their vehicles and changes to the teams as well. So it's pretty cool. Not a whole lot of changes by the sounds of it. Everybody is talking about the new rules change with the adding a fire bottle to the back end of the race car, which is a 100% safety precaution thing. It's not a competition thing.
That's
so,
right. Yep.
You know, everybody talked about that. There's a little bit of stuff heading into the off season that they're going to take a look at on the competition side. There's lots of stuff happening. Everybody's buzzing already for 2013, but tonight's all about recognition and celebrating DJ Kennington's championship and Martin Waugh's rookie championship. He's, of course, rookie of the year in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. So, you know, lots of people to talk to. Everybody's looking forward to 2013 right now, and you know, there's a few people celebrating, but everybody wants to be those people celebrating. So everybody that's looking at it from the other side of the table is already thinking competition stuff, and I'm sure DJ is too.
Yeah, you can well imagine he will be. We're going to catch up with the champion of 2012, DJ Kennington, will join us. We'll also hear from, I've seen Scott Steckley go by, a lot of race teams here tonight at this recognition night. It's going to be truly a great night celebrating 2012. You can see DJ Kennington's car all set up. The Castrol car is on display. The trophy is going to be coming out here soon. See another champion walking by, Dwayne Baker, of course, the weekly champion from Barrie. Tonight is all about celebrating the champions of NASCAR in Canada. Big awards do come up. It's the Night of Champions for all the touring divisions. That'll come up in Charlotte, North Carolina, where DJ Kennington will receive the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series trophy and his monies. You can bet that team is wound and ready to go for tonight and for the big night. Of course, DJ Kennington has won two championships. When we take a look back at the six-year history of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, Scott Steckley has two, DJ Kennington now has two, and of course, Andrew Ranger, the famed 27 car, has two championships. Junior, This is going to be a dynamite night. Champions all around. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Champions and everybody that wants to be a champion. You know, everybody had a great season in NASCAR. It was a lot of fun. And we've caught up with driver of the number 29 car, Ray Jr. Kutrymanch. Of course, you finished in the 16th position this year. You're here gathered to celebrate 2012 and kind of look back on it. This was your rookie year. What did you think of NASCAR Canadian Tire Series competition?
This is my first year. I very appreciate the race with all guys, and the all team is give me a trick and everything and give me the help. And all person, official and NASCAR, the guys is very well, give me a trick and example for each track is different, and the guys is give me information and everything, and I very appreciate this.
Did you come off of oval track racing, or did you come off of road course racing?
I like oval, and I like road race, because I race before small ovals with the under Canadian tires, and I make an oval race car. And I race two in Formula 16, and I race in Calabogie, and race to the Trois Rivières and Montreal, the two NASCAR Canadian Tire and Formula 16.
What's the biggest thing you learned this year, Ray? What was the biggest lesson you learned? What are you looking forward to 2013?
2013, I want to work more for the team, because the car for go to the more better position is very important. The team for the good position is 80% for the good season. And I searched the guys for make a better season next year. And the driver is just make 20% for make to the front.
Now, one thing I have to comment on, if there was a best appearing award that I could give out myself, I would give it to you guys. You guys did some cool paint schemes on those race cars. You had a bright pink race car a couple times. You had an awesome-looking red and black race car. You guys did a great job on the marketing side. What do you work at as a regular job?
Okay, my regular job is a builder business, development land. And I buy the land with a tree and everything, grass. And I make a development. And my power is marketing. In this reason, I raced this year with three different cars, and I am a first guys in Canadian Tire race with a pink car, and all people is make a joke with that. Everything you say with me is good for my sponsor, and people say, "Ah, it's a Barbie cars, and this is Ken drive this car," and all people speak with me, and I don't run with the first, and the people is every race I arrive a new color, and the first race on the years I have a Flash McQueen car. And this is good, because the parents is come with the kids and take pictures and everything. And I have a kids is come to me and make hug.
Give you a hug. Yeah.
Because he say, it's guys, it's drive the Flash McQueen car and everything. And the marketing is very important, because this is a life for the race. Because you don't have a sponsor, you don't have a good exposure, you don't have sponsor, no race.
Hey, more people in the series, more people in racing need to kind of look at your model. The model that you've created is definitely very profitable for your sponsors, and I know moving forward you're definitely going to have a lot of success in the series with definitely sponsorship, and with sponsorship comes faster race cars and moving forward.
Keep voting for
Ray. Yeah, and
exactly.
All people, you want give 25 cents free for Lucas for the Help Children concert. Just vote for me, Ray Jr., in the NASCAR Canadian Tire. Thank you very much, and thank you for this year and your radio. It's very good for the marketing, too, for all people is listen you, is listen the news for NASCAR, and thank you for you and your friends and all people's work to RTR radio.
Ray, put a shout-out to the Quebec listeners in French.
You
give them a shout-out.
Say hello to everybody in French.
Bonjour tout le monde du Québec. Je voulais vous demander pour le concours du pilote le plus populaire de NASCAR, Canadian Tire, Si vous pouvez aller maintenant tous à votre ordinateur, aller sur le site de NASCAR Canadian Tire et de voter pour Ray Jr. pour qu'on ait la chance de rapporter le trophée du pilote le plus populaire au Québec à Montréal. Alors, allez voter pour moi. En même temps, vous allez donner 25 sous à Lecan. Alors, merci tout le monde et on se donne rendez-vous à Montréal pour avec le trophée du pilote le plus populaire au Québec. Merci à tous.
Hey, you know what? You need to teach me how to speak French.
Good luck, Junior. I've been trying to teach you how to speak English this whole time.
Thank you very much, Ray. And
thank you very much.
And, you know,
thanks.
we've got lots of cool things happening for 2013. And
thank you.
We'll watch for you. What's your website? Do you have a website that fans can check you out?
Yeah, it's www.bonsairacing.ca. Check the collar for the next year. It's come to the new sponsor. It's very big.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Right on. That's Ray Junior Coutremanche. Hey, look at that. I said it right.
Good job. Good deal.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Thank you very much.
Joe, our first guest here on Racetime Radio tonight. Lots of guests from the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. A lot of stuff happening in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, not only this year, but, man, we got a lot to cover off for next year.
Absolutely. And you know what? Just to prove how much of a breeding ground this is for professional stock car racing, there is two past NASCAR Canadian Tire Series racers, actually three past NASCAR Canadian Tire Series racers in the field today at Kansas in the NASCAR Nationwide Series. Dexter Stacy, of course, in the 39, a little bit of tough luck, got into the fence a little bit. There's also Jason Bowles, driver of the 81 for Randy McDonald, and also the 24 car today in the NASCAR Nationwide Series was Derek White. Look at that. That is professional racing, stepping up the ladder. That's got to feel good for everybody that's in that room right now, right across from us, getting ready to celebrate 2012, because that just proves how much of a stepping stone this NASCAR Canadian Tire Series is, definitely how much of a crown jewel it is here in Canada.
Also tonight, we're going to hear from George Silberman from Daytona Beach, that he really is in charge of all the NASCAR touring and NASCAR weekly type stuff. We've also got Bob Duvall. He is also here. We're going to talk about some exciting things that just transpired today at Martinsville Speedway. And, of course, big race coming up there later. But we're going to hear from Bob Duvall tonight. We hope to hear from Brad Moran, director of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series here, and a host of competitors. This place is packed here tonight. There is one driver that isn't with us tonight. I seen him on Twitter a little earlier today. Jason White, driver of the 21 for Bowers Wilkin and A&W, unable to make it here tonight. But I know Jason's listening in out in Sun Peaks, BC. Jason, we want you to know it's a great night here and everybody misses you.
And just so you know, Jason, it is open bar at this point in time, so so you are missing out a little bit. Jason White, you know, he would give anything to be here right now, sitting in this very seat and checking everything out. Jason White is such a dedicated competitor to NASCAR Canadian Tire Series competition. Make sure you send us a message on Twitter. I know you're listening, so big hello from me too.
With the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, a lot of times you see the different releases that come out. You read about the statistics, and I know I've got a whole pile of them here right in front of us with reference to all the races. A guy that's responsible for all these and a guy that takes care of a lot of our media stuff, we've got to thank him a ton, is Sean Sabara, and he is with us right now. Sean, what a year. 2012, the room is filled up. What a great season it was for the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series.
Yeah, it really was a great season, and this is a pretty nifty event. It's fairly unique in the way that NASCAR is able to come up here and honor the Canadian competitors. But another 2012 season was as competitive as ever. I think that's the great thing about this series, is how competitive it is, especially up front with Kennington and Fitzpatrick and Steckley and right on down the line. It's you can just kind of throw a blanket over all of them all the time.
We've seen some wild finishes this year, some indescribable finishes. You had to be there to see it. But 7 wins for DJ Kennington. Great season for the champion this year. Second championship, probably couldn't have written that script himself if he wanted to. Dynamite year for him.
Yeah, 7 wins out of 12 outings is pretty stout in any series. You know, he really kind of rules this year the oval tracks. You know, the Edmonton thing was kind of was gift wrap for him a little bit. But somebody asked me right after Kawartha about why is it that, you know, one year it's Kennington, one year it's Steckley, another year it's Ranger, things like that.
And, yeah.
You know, it's almost like, you know, somebody figures something out.
Yep.
And then everybody catches up, and then somebody else figures out the next thing. I know, you know, Stuckey with the coilover springs, you know, in 08, and then right down the line, it's just really kind of interesting how that's kind of worked and almost started a rotation.
Yeah.
Once one guy gets hungry, the other guy gets hungrier. So that's usually how it works in racing. It doesn't matter what kind of series it is. These guys are all fierce competitors, and some of the most fierce competition that I've seen on track is with the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. And you got a chance to travel around a little bit this year. Of course, a couple races I was there, and I didn't see you, but you were at, I heard rumors that you were at K&N races and different things. You traveled a lot this year. What all did you work on the media side of NASCAR? I know you guys got to do some pretty cool things over 2012.
Yeah, in past years we've been fairly series specific in terms of what we do. Obviously there's some events where you'd have two people at and things like that that are where you have a little more demands, or you have a geographic logistics, like Montreal can be that way a little bit. But this year we kind of shuffled the deck, and everybody kind of did a little bit of everything. So over the course of the year, Wheeland Modified Tour Race, Wheeland Southern Modified Tour Race, both K&N East and West, and obviously the Toyota Series in Mexico. So it's a lot of exposure to a lot of different racing, and you know, basically what I learned was it's the same everywhere.
Yeah.
Three different countries, it's the same. It's very, very competitive, within the groups and things like that. And, you know, you talked about, you know, how competitive the Canadian Tire Series is. It's, you know, last year in Charlotte at the banquet, backstage, DJ and JR are backstage, and Scott was about to, you know, get the championship, you know, officially awarded to him. And DJ just yelled over and said, "Midnight, it's over." So, I mean, that's how it was. And then you saw that kind of chatter on Twitter, you know, throughout the winter about that and things like that. So that's what makes it fun. And that's why I enjoy doing what I do, because every time it's a different story. It's not, you know, the same thing again and again. I mean, the race schedules kind of have a tendency to be the same. You know, the day has a tendency to be the same. But at the end of the night, it's a whole different story, and it's a different deal regardless of what happens. And that's what makes it fun.
We're with Sean Sabara with NASCAR. Sean, you take a look at all the different series. You had a chance to get down, see some K&N modified stuff like that. Who caught your eye as a race fan? I know you work for NASCAR, but you're also a huge race fan. When you step back and take a look, was there any specific driver? And I know there's probably hundreds of them out there, because we talked to a pile of them on Racetime Radio.
Right.
But which one sort of caught your eye? Which one can you say, wow, he may be in that next nine, or maybe he's not. Maybe he is going to be in that next nine. Which guy caught your eye?
You know, all the youngsters in the K&N series, you know, East and West, it's pretty amazing what those kids are able to do at that age. But I think, by and large, I think the kid that has a good package put together in terms of how he handles the media, how he handles himself on the track and off the track, is Dylan Kwasniewski.
Yeah.
He really has done a great job. He has a great team there at Gene Price Motorsports. He has a great crew chief in Jeff Jefferson. And they've really worked hard this year, and they kind of went through it all. I mean, obviously their teammate is the guy that they're, you know, battling the hardest with.
Yeah.
And I think that has led to a little bit of tension in their shop a little bit, because, you know.
Yeah, Greg wants to win too, right?
Right, Greg wants to win. He's the defending champion, you know, and last year Dylan came in and won some races. It was cute and nice. And then this year he came in to win a championship, and he jumped out in front, and then Greg took the lead. And, you know, obviously they have four road courses on their schedule.
Right.
And once they got, you know, the more experienced guy on the road courses normally kind of is able to win those battles. And Greg did that. And but I think Dylan down the road, whether he decides to race the East next year or stay in the West or whatever it is, you know, he turns 18 in May, so he'll have the National Series as an opportunity at that point. I think Dylan will be a guy to watch.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff.
One thing that I have to say is, you know what the coolest part about auto racing is?
What's that?
Everybody in it is a fan.
Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. Doesn't matter what position.
Like, you work for NASCAR, you're a fan. It doesn't matter if you work on a specific team. You're still a fan of motorsports. You're still a fan of somebody that's out there doing good. You know, somebody that's out there racing hard and putting numbers on the board. It doesn't matter what facet. Of course, if you're a competitor, you want to beat that other guy. But you're still a fan of what you see on track and stuff. And that's something that brings this whole sport together and really puts perspective to what we're all here for. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anybody in a garage area, it doesn't matter if you're up in the media suite, it doesn't matter if you are sitting there as a paying fan in the grandstands. Everybody's here for the same thing, and that's to get a good on-track package. And I really think the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series is what's doing that right now, in my eyes.
It's really playing an integral part in the sport itself. When you take a look down south, the influence that Canada is starting to have, all because NASCAR has been up here in Canada. It's only 6 years old. It's still in its infant stages.
Yes.
But what it's been able to achieve and what you guys have been able to put on track and the product that you're putting out, man, the proof's in the pudding. We've got a lot of great drivers that are heading south to carry on with their career and extend their career. It all starts right here on the short tracks up here in Canada for these guys. You can really see the byproduct of what you guys are putting out.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, the NASCAR ladder system is how it's supposed to work. You know, it's kind of patterned after I guess, you know, hockey and baseball a little bit. Just kind of follow the steps and you can get there. And that's the thing in terms of progression of a career is, you know, can I get there from here? And
yeah.
And guys can get there from here.
Back when I first started working on late models as a crew guy, you know, I talked to a lot of guys that when NASCAR was first starting out here in Canada, of course it was the CASCAR Series, now the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. When that first started, a lot of guys were like, wow, that's going to be way too much money. And you know, now I'm seeing a lot of guys that are part of that late model brotherhood, I guess you could say, and now moving up to the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series as a viable career option. And that's something that is very cool and something that NASCAR Canada really had to overcome. And I think they've done that. 56 cars took the green flag this year in NASCAR Canadian Tire Series action.
Yeah, it's the Canadian Tire Series is unique among the NASCAR Touring Series in that the footprint is so large, whereas, you know, obviously the East and West kind of half the country, but not really so much. It's more West Coast. And then the East is kind of really concentric in the Carolinas and things like that with the occasional New Hampshire thing. But when you are looking from Nova Scotia to British Columbia, you have to want it. And you have to be willing to go coast to coast to do it. But I think the competition folks have done a good job in kind of keeping costs in check a little bit. You know, the cars are different from K&N cars. And, you know, you always hear about, you know, will there ever be a universal car? And maybe there will be someday. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, obviously some things have to get fixed in the world. those aren't controls, you know, that NASCAR has or anybody has. You know, we'll see how we do on electing a president in the United States in a couple of weeks and see if that can fix anything. But they've done a great job in curtailing those costs and keeping it affordable. I mean, it's a sport of passion. You know,
oh, yeah.
Everybody
Absolutely.
Being fans, it's a sport of passion, and you have to want it because it's not for the faint of heart, and it's not particularly inexpensive. It's not as easy as going out and buying a basketball or a hockey stick and a puck and a net.
That's
and,
right.
Know, and things like that. So you have to really want it.
Yeah, you don't yell car in this sport. You're in it. Final question for you, Sean. I know we got to get rolling here. We've got coming up alongside a break, but this is the end of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series for 2012. I know your season isn't over yet. Where are you heading, and what do you got up from here to the end of the year?
Well, I head next week to Chihuahua, Mexico for the NASCAR Toyota Series. It's their next to last race. And then their final race will be the Phoenix weekend for Cup. It will be in Mexico City, and I'll be there for that. And then I guess, you know, the official end of the 2012 season is the Touring Series Awards in Charlotte on December 8th. And that's always a great event, and they bring all the champions together. It's always amazing how quickly they can relate, even though they may or may not know each other or have even competed against each other over the course of the season. They all went through the same struggles. They all went out and did the same thing, and they were the best of their respective series, and that's always kind of a fun thing to do. And then, you know, I don't know where to slot in that battle at the beach, whether it's part of 2012 or 2013 kickoff. It's kind of a little bit of both, so that's kind of the segue in between the two series,
yeah,
or the two seasons, rather.
It's going to be amazing. I know that. Still lots of racing left to go. Great job this year. Thank you so much for all you've done, and look forward to catching up with you. We're going to see you at Homestead. We're going to be down at Homestead doing a couple pre-race shows live from there. You going to be down to Homestead, do you think?
No, I won't, but certainly want to thank you guys for all that you do and what you do for the series and spreading the good news. It's a great thing that the series has this at its disposal and gives the drivers a chance to tell their stories.
Sean Severa from NASCAR. public relations. Okay, we're going to slide out, Junior, take a quick break. I can see a driver just over Sean's shoulder that I know we're going to have on Racetime Radio next. Jason Hathaway.
He's making me feel underdressed.
Driver, the number three, is coming up next here on Racetime Radio. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. We will be back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. DJ, you're the winner here on race number one. It's got to feel great.
Feels awesome. I mean, to start the season off, you know what? The last 4 years we've started the season off in the hole, and to get out of here with a win is just awesome, and let's just hope we can keep the momentum rolling. I mean, that Castrol Edge car was absolutely awesome today, and everything worked out good for us, and we got no complaints.
Because I believe what he said to be true. He said we're here for a good time.
To those who say pushing paper around an office all day is hard work.
Ow, paper cut.
We say, suck it up, cube monkey. Hard work is hauling 27 tons of pulpwood in a tractor trailer up a mountain pass in a snowstorm. Hard work is what Shell Rotella heavy-duty diesel engine oil is all about. Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection works hard to help control wear deposits and emissions. Shell Rotella T5 Synthetic Blend Technology works hard to enhance fuel economy. And Shell Rotella T6 Full Synthetic works like the Dickens to deliver outstanding high-low temperature performance and unmatched corrosion and wear protection. Dealing with an unruly copier at the office may be annoying.
Come on!
Just remember, it was hard-working drivers and their trucks that got it there in the first place.
Stupid paper jam!
You're welcome. Shell Rotella, the engine oil that works as hard as you do.
Join Shell Rotella, My Miles Matter, and start earning rewards. Details at Rotella.com.
The chase is on.
This one will be decided on the first leg.
Tony
There's
Stewart.
No guarantees or anything.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Everybody's going to bring out the big guns.
Jimmy Johnson.
I want to be considered one of the greats of our sport.
We're on the upswing right now.
We're going to give them a hell of a run for their money.
We have a strong team. We're getting better each week.
Jeff Gordon.
What are they telling you to do it, Jim? Fight. Never quit.
We can win this championship.
Woo!
And it's anybody's race.
Yeah. Right, a little bit of speed will win this game.
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Channel 90.
You can feel it.
The final is coming.
Racetime Radio
will be live at NASCAR's final weekend of 2012.
Homestead, Miami.
It all ends here.
The trucks. Nationwide. Sprint Cup.
It's Racetime Radio.
6 hours of pre-race live coverage.
Presented by Shell Rotella.
Here on Sirius XM 157.
Sports Express.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by K&K Insurance Canada, insuring the world's fun, and by VP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in racing fuel technology, and by Fast Eddie Racewear, wear what the pros wear, Fast Eddie Racewear.
You may have seen our home packages at Wyerton Home Building Center, but what we'd love to show you is our new line of Beaver Home and Cottage packages. These beautiful designs are a Canadian home building tradition and come with our toughest nails guarantee on the design, price, quantity, and quality. Ask Jason Stevens to show you these elegant homes next time you're in Wyerton.
Home is where the help is at Wyerton Home Building Center.
Racetime Radio is back. Once again, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, everybody, to Racetime Radio. We are at the NASCAR recognition evening here for the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. All the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series teams, or just about all of them, are here in Toronto celebrating the 2012 season. Of course, the Night of Champions is where DJ Kennington will be crowned with his championship. But tonight here in Canada, it's time to recognize a pile of the race teams and the effort that these guys put on the racetrack and the teams put on the racetrack. We're going to be hearing from a lot of different competitors. We're going to hear from NASCAR. And right now here with Junior and I, we have the driver, the number three, always, always a great interview and a guy that I love talking to all the time. We have Jason Hathaway with us. Jay, what do you think? Time to party, isn't it?
Yeah, we just got here. We're a little bit late. We had to drop off the champ shirt, so we got him. we got him looking good, and he'll put on a put on a good show up there tonight.
So. Did you bring a case of Rockstar today? Where is the Rockstar tub? I've been wandering around here the entire day looking for it. It's not a NASCAR Canadian Tire Series event without grabbing two or three cans of Rockstar off you.
Yeah, for sure. I should have brought some. I didn't bring it. I had one on the way down, though, so we're all good. We got one into us.
First of all, before we get into what you got coming up, because it is really exciting stuff, you had a decent season, Jay. Not a bad year. Summer Sizzler win. Of course, that's not NASCAR, but nevertheless, a wicked race to win here in Canada. But you had a great NASCAR Canadian Tire Series as well.
Yeah, we really did. First half of the year went real well, and second half kind of wasn't. We got bit with a few engine gremlins there. Took us out of a couple races when we were running up front. But overall, I was proud of our team, and we've been doing this quite a while. So we should be running up front, really. And this year we had a couple seconds, a third, a bunch of top fives, and when the engines didn't get us, then we were regularly up front. Running up with Scott and DJ and JR and all the guys. So it was a lot of fun.
There was two races that stand out for me that got away from you. And it's heartbreaking, but it's still got to feel good. Now looking at it at the end of the season, it's still got to feel good that, two races got away from you this year, but you were still there. And I honestly think that they were your races to win. Not just mechanical troubles, but a few on-track incidents throughout the race and different things that happened throughout the season. But those two races, and Vernon is one of them, that three car was flying this year out of Vernon. But that's got to feel good for that whole team over there to have that. A lot of teams go years without having two races that they can say, they slipped out of our hands.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely those two races for sure. Definitely Vernon and definitely Saskatoon. We had the car to beat there, I think, and I think even DJ won that race and Mark was up front, but they definitely, they told us after that we had the car to beat. So that was a tough one. We had Brian Ross from Snap-on Canada fly in for that race, so pretty special to have one of your biggest sponsor fly in for that night in a Wednesday night in Saskatoon, which was pretty cool. So and to have lead the race and have the car break on a race, going to take the green flag on a start with 40 to go, pretty disheartening. But like you said, Joe, when we're running up front, it's not as bad as it could have been if you're running 20th.
It's like nitrous when a big sponsor shows up to the racetrack, isn't it?
Yeah,
it kind of adds everything to the team.
Yeah,
a big sponsor rolls in the back gate. And they're already sponsoring you, and you're midway through the year. Are you going to fly them in for every race next year?
I don't know. I better fly them in for that one again. We were running well for that one, and we ran well all day in practice and so on too. So I went around to the guys and told them that Brian was coming and make sure we're doing our jobs, make sure we know what we're doing, and everybody knows what they're doing anyways. But I was kind of just a little antsy on that night. So, but no, definitely that one got away from us, and we ran up front a lot of nights, and we got a lot of media attention this year, which was good. So that's good for our sponsors, and everybody helps us.
The tough part with this series, I guess, is consistency. You got to be there. You got to run consistent. And you guys managed to do that this year. You had a great team put together. Tell us a bit about what you experienced this year. What are you taking away from this year that you're going to apply next year to?
Just a few little gremlins that got us, and it's just a few little things, and everybody will tell you the same thing. Everybody had their issues along the way, and whoever fixes the issues they had this year, it will be better next year. So, and you just hope nothing happens again. But you just got to be consistent, and you got to finish. And actually, DJ told me that at the end of the season, he said, you ran good all year. You just feel those races you didn't finish because of engine troubles and so on and whatever happened. So, I listen to everybody like that. We've raced against a long time with DJ and Scott and JR and all those kind of guys. But I take it a lot worse now than I ever have. It just eats me up till about Wednesday morning, on something like that. But I get over it and can't wait to get back in. That's the biggest fix for me is getting back in the next week.
Well, it's all about celebrating 2012 tonight here in Toronto with the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. If you're just tuned into Racetime Radio, we are with Jason Hathaway, driver of the number 3 for Rockstar and Snap-on Tools, Fast Eddie. You got some exciting news, Jason. You're not done. Of course, you're going to celebrate tonight, but you're just getting started on another plan. Tell everybody what it is.
Yeah, I will, Joe. We just happened to sign a K&N deal for next weekend for Greenville. We're going to run with Jeff Sprecher and the Sprecher Racing team down there in Mooresville. pretty big time for me. I've never been in those cars before, and can't wait to get in it. We got to start last next week. The car was already qualified, and the driver that was in the car can't come back. So we tried to put a two-race deal together to run Rockingham and Greenville, but we can only get the Greenville race. But who knows? We might have a good run. It might end up in Rockingham, too. But yeah, we had a lot of help. We had, obviously, Choco, Fast Eddie, and Kingbury was on board, and Rockstar as well helped me out a little bit. So we'll go down there next week and have a little fun.
Now, I commented to Ray Jr. from the number 29 car. You guys do a spectacular job also with the marketing and presenting yourself at the racetrack and at events all across Canada. I've seen you guys do... You guys have a barbecue cart, a Napoleon barbecue cart, that is second to none. Whose idea was that? Was that yours?
It was probably Jamie's idea.
Oh, yeah,
idea.
That'd have to be mine.
Of course.
Marketing, it's mine. Come on now.
Of course, we're talking to Jamie Hackinson of Fast Eddie Racewear. What do I call you for the team?
She is.
You are
the general manager. She is the one that keeps these guys totally in check. I can tell you what she does.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, I know.
Everything
I know.
But driving the car.
This is a better question for Hathaway. What would you, Hathaway, call me? What would be my title?
It's a loaded question right here.
Yeah.
Careful.
You better answer it right.
Definitely. She has everything in check when we get there. From the time we unload, by the time we load, up at night, doesn't matter where we finish or how we did. It's got to be put back in the right places, and everything has to be wiped off. So, we do a great job with the marketing side and helping our sponsors and getting their name out there. And you guys
don't even know where you sleep. Who are you kidding?
Yeah. I don't know, after tonight. We'll see.
The doghouse now.
Jamie, you guys heading down south. What are you going to be doing with the K&N team for the big race?
What am I doing?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Probably nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
I'm an observer. I've been told I have to just... Yeah. Get in line, and we're taking some of our regular crew down with us, so that would be good for him in terms of making sure that he's got the support he needs. But I'm going there as a spectator. I'm not very good at it, frankly.
It's difficult, isn't it?
When you show up
as a spectator just to watch a race. I remember we went to a late model race this year, and we weren't even covering it for RTR. We were just there to watch it. That was difficult, man.
Yeah.
If you're not working on the car or talking about it, it's very difficult.
I'm not good at it. I hate it, actually. I'd rather not go if I didn't. You know, if I have to just spectate, I'd rather not go. So it's actually... I'm going to go down and support. I'm going to go down Friday night. The boys are going Thursday, but I'm going to go down Friday night and be there for Jay and the guys. And I think it's going to be fun. It's taking me a while to warm up to it, but I think it'll be good. I think it'll be a fun time.
Are you happy with the season, Jamie? I know you guys work incredibly hard on that three crew. You guys had a great year. Were you happy with everything as it turned out?
I think overall we had a pretty successful season in terms of Jay's driving. I think we were spot on. We had some issues, though, that... just bad racing luck that we couldn't really do anything about. You know, it started in Saskatoon and it just kept going from there. So the start of the season was awesome. Writing the press release this week, looking back at our season, I think we had a pretty awesome season. Our sponsors were happy, so that's number one. And we're pretty happy with our season. We're going to go up from here. So
now you guys started a big giveaway through Rockstar and Max Milk Stores right across Canada, I do believe. Was it or was it just an Ontario deal?
We did it with a couple of different companies. We did it with Pioneer. We did it with Circle K and McEwen Fuels, which are Quebec, Eastern Canada, and some into Ontario based. So yeah, we did a Snap-on Rockstar toolbox giveaway. So we gave away a bunch of big, huge tool chests to some very happy people, and it's posted all over our website at teamsforred.com. But yeah, we did a pretty cool giveaway this year. It was awesome. We're working on next year already.
And
so
that's something that's very innovative to Canada. You don't usually see activations like that in Canada, and we're starting to see it.
Yeah.
And that's something that, it propels not only the team, not only the Team 3 Red, it propels the whole series. And that's something that that you guys are doing an awesome job, and I have to congratulate you guys on the job that you guys do on that side of things and even the on-track stuff.
They're innovators,
they
especially
are.
Jamie. She's always got her thinking cap on. Always
not tonight.
Forward.
There's no thinking cap. Look at
no. It's a dress and heels tonight,
relax.
Boys. That's about as far as I'm going. You know what? I mean, the biggest thing with sponsors that we have in this series is we're pretty proud to have Rockstar, to have Snap-on, to have Vortex. These are pretty big companies in Canada and around the world, frankly, that it's great that they put marketing dollars into us, but it's a whole other thing when they actually get to activate on it.
Yeah.
And that's really where our business prowess comes in over some of the other teams. That's where we need to back up what these guys are putting money into and actually, you know, get something out of it for them.
And it's not a winter off for this girl. Eddie Racewear, of course, very instrumental and involved with the CSRA, the Canadian Snowcross Racing Association. They've got their big show down the road. Did you stop there on the way here?
No, not yet.
I had planned on doing that, but
we talked about it this weekend. We never really got around to a good plan on the snow show this weekend. But
as soon as Greenville's over, we'll get the
sleds out. It'll come.
Oh, yeah.
But you see, you're going to finish right around Corey LaJoy, I kind of figure, in that K&N race, and before you know it, you're going to be going to Rockingham as well.
Yeah, keep looking at him on that one. I'm getting Jeff Gutler, who is our spotter, said to me this morning, he BBM'd me and he said, "So, are you ready to release the press release for Rockingham yet?" I said, "You might have to get a little bit more negotiation going before I think that's going to happen quite yet."
When the checkered flag drops, I guarantee you there's going to be a press release already typed up on Jay's BlackBerry. Yeah. Are you still using a BlackBerry?
I am. I love it. I love it for business.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not an iPhone guy yet.
Well, I'll tell you, I bought the iPhone. It took me, I'm still trying to get used to it. Jay, you're going to have a great time down at Greenville. You can guarantee that. The cool part is, I know you've got the talent. You got the ability to wheel that race car. You're going to be in amongst some great drivers as well. You're going to be like that secret weapon that they don't know about until you get there. We're definitely going to be watching you on speed. I know that race will come up on speed. We'll be following you along on Twitter, and I urge race fans to do that. You can do it at JasonHathaway3. Is the Twitter handle. Do that and follow Jason all the way through the NASCAR K&N race next weekend. Jason, good luck in that, and hey, congratulations on a great season.
Thanks, Joe.
Are they going to set up a wireless plan for you so that you don't spend all that data roaming charges?
Yeah, I'll build that to work. We'll be fine. Don't worry about that.
Hey, oh, by the way, my Vortec brakes on my truck work fantastic.
Thank you.
Still working. I tell you, honest, I had replaced the brakes on my truck 3 times. Jason sent me a set of pads. I haven't had to replace them since.
Now, are you driving easier, though?
Not at all.
He used to burn rubber pretty good.
He told me drive it the way he drives his number 3, so I've been doing that.
Oh, nice and easy, so the tires are good on it and everything.
Yeah.
I see.
Set it in nice and easy. Let it set. Save it.
Easy in, hard off.
Yeah. Great season. You guys do a great job. Next year, maybe it's going to be the 3 sitting on the other side of the wall there.
Maybe next year DJ will bring me a shirt to wear up on the stage. We'll see.
Well, you can guarantee it'll be her making it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're going to slide out, take another quick break. Still lots to come here on Racetime Radio. I want to thank you all for tuning in. We'll be back live from Toronto as Adam just walks by. We're going to catch him a little bit later, the voice of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. We're going to be back in just a moment. Stay with us here on Racetime Radio.
Last winter, my truck hauled a 4-ton backhoe in a 30-blow ice storm. This Shell Rotella hardworking story could win this man a 2013 Ram truck.
Yesterday, we were out of milk, so I drove my truck to the supermarket. Boy, it was hot.
This story could win this man points with his wife. Which would you rather win? Post a picture and tell us your hardworking story at Rotella.com/workhard for a chance at a 2013 Ram truck or other prizes.
Ever driven 200 miles off-road through the scorching desert just for a family campout?
This Shell Rotella Play Hard story could win him a 2013 Ram truck.
You ever cut out of the office and played 18? Woo, that's fun.
This story could win him a pink slip. Tell us your play hard story at Rotella.com/workhard. Win 250 Shell Rotella My Miles Matter reward points just for entering. Shell Rotella, the engine oil that works as hard as you. No purchase necessary. Offer ends October 31st, 2012. See Rotella.com/workhard for official rules.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Spira Fire Protection, protecting lives and property from the devastation of fire since 1972. Also by PRN Motorsports Magazine, on newsstands now, available online at prnmag.com.
Since 1989, PRN Motorsport Magazine has been Canada's leading motorsport and performance source. And this year will be even better. PRN, with expanded automotive performance coverage. Visit PRNMag.com and receive a free, no-obligation digital edition of PRN from the track to the street. PRN delivers on newsstands, in your mailbox, and online at PRNMag.com.
NASCAR's final weekend is finally here.
And the crew at Racetime Radio is going to bring it to you live
from Miami Homestead Speedway.
way.
And just between you and me, it sounds like the boys are looking for an excuse to get out of the cold.
So join Joe, Junior, and Jerry Friday, November 16th at 4.
And Saturday, November 17th at noon.
It's 6 hours of live pre-race coverage.
Presented by Shell Rotella.
Here on Sirius XM 157.
Sports Express.
Sirius XM Speedway.
When the leader crashes on the final lap, if the network doesn't go to interview him, they're not doing their job. When you put the camera in front of him and say, what are your thoughts on that last lap? And he says, I've got nothing good to say, no comment. That should be the end of it. I don't understand why, after the guy has said, I'm not going to comment, why they continue to have to chase him down like the paparazzi.
3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Sirius XM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
If you're on Twitter,
follow us.
At Race Time Radio.
Stay up to date on all forms of racing.
As well as a chance to win some cool racing prizes.
So follow us on Twitter.
At Race Time Radio. Taking you all the way to the track and back.
It's Race Time Radio.
And welcome back, everybody, to Race Time Radio. We come to you tonight live from Toronto. It is the NASCAR recognition evening here, the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series wrapping up 2012. You know, DJ Kennington will be heading to Charlotte, North Carolina. It will be the Night of Champions, December the 7th and 8th weekend. It'll be a dynamite time, but this is definitely a great way to cap 2012 here in Canada and send DJ, our 2012 champion, to Charlotte, North Carolina. His car is present here tonight, all set up. This ballroom is packed. We've got lots of guests. We see Greg and Inside Track walking by there. A lot of great people here. But Joe, we're joined now with George Silberman from NASCAR, all the way in from Daytona Beach. Of course, George is director of the NASCAR Touring Groups. And wow, George, what a season in 2012 here in Canada. And man, you got to be excited for everything NASCAR's got going on all fronts. Everything looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's really great to be here this evening. What a turnout. And, you know, we're here to celebrate DJ. What a great champion. You know, another championship, really hard fought, really well earned. He had a dominant season, but he was the class of the field. But, you know, you look around the room here tonight, there's a lot of class drivers. And that's what this whole event is about. Tonight is kind of the culmination of a full day of activities. We had business meetings earlier in the day just to share with the car owners, the drivers, our partners, track operators, kind of a lot of behind-the-scenes business elements, talk a little bit about the future. But tonight is all about celebrating racing in Canada. Obviously, the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series presented by Mobil 1 is the engine that drives the train up here. But we also have representatives tonight from our NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series, the short track program. And so really, like I said, it's a celebration of racing in Canada. As you know, Canada has such a rich racing heritage. But I think if you look around the room tonight and really, really take stock of the talent that's up here, it's really phenomenal, particularly in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series.
You see drivers like DJ Kennington. We just had Jason Hathaway on. He is now going to progress and head down to Greensville next weekend. He's going to be in the NASCAR Can-Am Series. Dexter Stacy, we were just watching him on Junior's phone here moments ago, participating in a NASCAR nationwide race. We spoke this morning to Jason Bowles, also a NASCAR Canadian Tire Series competitor from before, and now look at him. Pretty amazing to see the talent that is coming now out of Canada and what the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series is really growing up here and grooming them to know what they need to know to be successful down south as they go up the ladder. Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, and I really think it's an indication of the stature of the series. And quite honestly, that really works in both directions. Yes, you've got drivers from the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series competing, you know, in the trucks, in the Nationwide Series, in the Sprint Cup Series. And they're great ambassadors of the country, great ambassadors of this series. But the reality is they're also hard-nosed, very competitive racers capable of winning when they're out there. But the flip side of that is you look at the stature of this series and the drivers coming from elsewhere to compete in it. You know, you look over the years, and yes, we've had the Formula One drivers like Jacques Villeneuve, Indy 500 pole sitter like Tagliani competing. We've had drivers from the Nationwide Series, you know, whether it was Dylan or Peters or most recently Max Pappas coming to compete here. Mm-hmm. We've had drivers from other NASCAR tours like our West former West champion Jason Bowles coming up.
Right.
So, yes, there's great talent up here racing in other series, but there's also a lot of people who aspire to come and race against these very talented drivers in Canada as well.
One thing with the NASCAR Canada that that I think is really cool, and I know we touched on it when we were talking to Sean Sabera, we travel from Halifax, Nova Scotia, right across to Vernon, B.C., all the way across. That's a massive amount of travel distance. And we had 11 guys run every single race. And when I was watching last night, I was watching the ARCA competition, there was only 9 guys that ran full-time in that, and they don't have near the travel. I know you can't compare apples to oranges. However, the competition base, we had 56 guys take the green flag this year in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. The amount of competition that we've seen from some of the guys that came in that did one-off races or two races throughout the year, kind of getting their feet wet to get ready for 2013 or maybe for 2014. The amount of competition has been stellar out of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, and it's not just guys that are here week in and week out. It's guys that just come in, and that shows what you guys are doing on the competition side as well. I think that they're noticing and taking note of what you guys are doing and really getting interested now into being a future competitor.
And I agree wholeheartedly. You hit upon a lot of very key points. And you're right. This is truly a national series. It's coast to coast. Unlike other regional touring series, this is a national tour, and it takes quite a bit to be able to compete. But we're fortunate, even with, you know, kind of a tough economy, that, again, continent-spanning schedule and a lot of things like that. I think we average like 23.25 cars over the course of the whole season, mm-hmm. which is remarkable. And there are a lot of other series who would love to have those kind of averages. But I think it's, again, reflective of the stature of this series, how important it is to Canada, and just the flip side being how competitive you have to be to do well here.
George, the last time you and I got together, it was in your backyard. We were at Daytona International Speedway having a look at the beginning of Speed Weeks. The big announcement back then was the Uno Battle at the Beach. A lot of water's gone under the bridge since you and I sat down at last. And man, oh man, has that event ever gained a pile of momentum. I know it's a talk all over the country. We have been coast to coast talking to different people, talking to race fans and racers. Things are looking pretty good for the Uno Battle at the Beach. How are things with NASCAR, and what kind of things maybe have changed or anything new on the front?
Well, before I get to that, you touched upon the UNOH battle at the beach. That's going to be a huge spotlight on this entire form of the sport. It's really going to highlight today's stars and the stars of tomorrow. And, you know, the direct link to the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series is that as the 2012 series champion, DJ gets a protected spot in the battle at the beach. And if you recall, there are three main races. There's the K&N Pro Series, the Whelen Modified Tour, and then the NASCAR Whelen All-American Series Asphalt Late Models. So he gets to select which one of those three he wants a protected spot in. I could probably guess which one, but again, that's his call. But it's really great. And again, that's also true of our other international champions. The Mexico Series champion gets a protected spot. Our new European Series champion gets a protected spot. And we wanted to make sure everything happening in this area of the sport is represented at that new event.
Do you think that right out of the box, this race is going to be everything that the Toyota All-Star Showdown was?
Well, and that was a great event. We loved doing that. And it really promoted the careers of a lot of young drivers. And that's one of the objectives with the Battle at the Beach. But the Battle at the Beach is not the latest iteration of the Toyota All-Star Showdown. It's a brand new event that's really been in the works for almost 3 years now. And it will achieve many of the goals we set out for the Toyota All-Star Showdown, and then some. So in addition to highlighting young and upcoming drivers, competition at this level, it's also going to become truly our international event. And we're walking before we run. All right? Mm-hmm. Year one's going to have K&N Modifieds, and our weekly late models. But that's just the starting point. Our goal is to grow and expand that. So at some point in the future, within reason, everything happening in this area of the sport is going to be represented there. Keep in mind, you're right in the heart of Daytona Speed Weeks. The who's who of stock car racing and the motorsports world is going to be there. And so right out of the box, the stage is set to make this a huge event. But year one is, I think, going to be stellar, but it's only going to grow from that point.
I heard earlier this week, I heard Joey Chitwood on, I believe he was on with Dave Moody, on SiriusXM Channel 90. They were talking about the approval of the master plan, if you will, to remold Daytona International Speedway. And I know, reflecting back on the discussion you and I had about the property out back where there is a scratched out dirt track, any talk or any insight into potentially linking all those up in that master plan? Do you think we're going to see that kind of thing, George?
I think as you look to the future, that is one of our objectives. As I said, in the ideal world, when the time is right, we're going to represent this form of the sport in its entirety. And so that would include series like the Canadian Tire Series, our regional tours, weekly racing, both asphalt and dirt. We're walking before we run, but as I look to the future, that's one of the objectives we'd be shooting for in time.
How are things looking for the track itself? I know Brett Bodine gave us a good, quick look around. Has there been more development? I would imagine there has been quite a bit more. How is that going to look off of Turn 2 at Daytona International Speedway?
Well, it's kind of interesting. When we first laid it out and everyone was talking about it, it looked like it was going to be a flat track.
Yeah.
And the reality is the way it lays out, since what would be turns 1 and 2 on the short track actually occur just coming off Speedway banking 2, there's still some curvature. So as you go from turn 1 to turn 2 on the short track, you're actually going uphill slightly. I'll tell you, when Brett got out there initially with a pace car and did some real hot laps until the brakes were kind of glowing cherry red, he came away with such a big grin on his face and said, the drivers are going to love this.
Some of the best racing I've ever watched happens on flat racetracks.
Oh, yeah.
With little to no banking, you know. I'm really excited to watch that on a big national stage. The TV aspect, how much are people going to be able to see on TV for coverage of this event?
Well, Speed is committed to cover it. There's going to be live coverage both nights. A lot of the ancillary things are still being worked out. Keep in mind, and I don't know that a lot of people have picked up on this, there's going to be no time trials. Everyone's going to work their way into the main race through qualifying races.
Wow.
So although each night, Monday night and Tuesday night, will culminate in the major races, there's going to be action all day long. One of the things we're looking into is the various options we have for getting word out. And so that's exploring everything from the internet to social media to the traditional things like television. A lot of those components are still in the works.
Can drivers register now to secure their number to be involved with the battle at the beach?
I don't think the entry blank is put together. What we did finalize and just issued this week, and I think there are some copies that we're distributing here tonight, are the rules for the late models.
Yeah.
Because one of the things, holding up a copy in front of me right now, and one of our objectives there was to try to cast as wide a net as possible, recognizing that we have our NASCAR rule book, but at the weekly level, tracks are not required to run it verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you look across the spectrum of NASCAR-sanctioned short tracks, there are variations on the rules. And what we wanted to do is, to the extent reasonable,
right.
Everyone who races a late model stock car at a weekly track under the NASCAR banner, be able to bring it to the battle at the beach with minimal modifications. And so we have basically three sets of rules. In our current rule book, there's our traditional late model rules, something we call our West Coast late model rules, which were kind of our first attempt to do a broader section, and then some variants to take into account things that weren't in the rule book, like the crate motor and things like that. And so we've come up with what we think is a very good set of rules that's going to allow people to come down and compete.
Pre-ticket sales, are they up now for purchase for race fans for the Battle of the Beach?
Yeah, I believe Daytona International Speedway recently announced the pricing. They announced the schedule.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
And on sale.
I'm taking a look at it here. We've got the rules package and everything. One day short track pass includes race ticket and pit admission. Only $50.
Man, that's
so
fantastic.
To go see basically the biggest short track race of the year and possibly of the decade, look at what you're going to be able to do. You're going to be able to sit up. Have you ever seen the, well, you've seen it, of course. I'm asking the fans at home, the Budweiser fan deck that's just off the back straightaway at Daytona International Speedway. You're going to be able to be up there and see a short track race at Daytona.
Yeah, that's going to be
amazing. That's something that's pretty cool.
That's right. And for the fans, Daytona is taking an entirely different approach than they historically have for any NASCAR racing. Right now, if you wanted to get into the garage area during speed weeks, you had to have the right connection or be a VIP or what have you. And part of the whole approach with the UNOH Battle at the Beach is admission, as you just mentioned, that not only gets you a grandstand seat on the back stretch directly overlooking the track, but access to the garage. We really wanted this to be a family-friendly environment and give fans an opportunity that they often don't get to actually go through the garage area.
Well, the experience at Daytona International Speedway is incredible. I know you've got to get rolling here, George. And if you're just tuned into Racetime Radio, we are with George Silberman of NASCAR. George, final question for you. 2012 is completed. Now we're celebrating tonight, and DJ will head to the Night of Champions at Charlotte. Looking into 2013, how's the scheduling plans coming? I know we've got changes are on the horizon. How are plans coming along for 2013?
Actually, we gave the participants in today's business meeting a candid update on that. That is coming together well, not quite finalized yet. Our goal is a 12-race calendar for the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series presented by Mobil 1. The good news is we have had more interest from potential would-be promoters who don't currently have an event that expressed an interest than we have probably in more than 3 or 4 years. So I think that's going to be a very achievable goal. Obviously, we've not yet announced our nationwide or truck calendars. Those precede any announcements we make for our tours. But it's coming together well. As soon as we do have it finalized, it's not like we're going to sit on it. We'll let everybody know. And hopefully that'll be pretty soon.
It's going to be exciting. We can guarantee that. I want to thank you so much.
Hey, watch this. I'm going to put him on the hot seat. Are we going to have a Mossport NASCAR truck race next year?
What do you think the chances are? George is going to answer
you. The poker face. I'm just joking, George.
I would be surprised if there were fewer than 2 NASCAR races at Mossport next year because we had 2 this year.
That's George Silberman of NASCAR. George, thank you so much for dropping by here, and thanks so much for what you do here in Canada with NASCAR Weekly Series and the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. And what you're doing in Canada is definitely proving to be successful down south as well. Just thanks for all you do for this sport.
Well, thank you guys too, and we appreciate everything you do to support NASCAR racing up here. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to slide out, take a quick break. Festivities continue here in Toronto. We will be back shortly. Stay with us here on Racetime Radio. Raise a little hell, raise a little hell, raise a little hell. Catch up now with the winning crew chief, the championship crew chief for the second time. Whitey, does this championship feel any different than the first one?
Yeah, it's really surreal. You don't. Tomorrow morning I wake up and I take the clothes that I had on, they're covered in champagne, and it kind of hits you then. That's what I found last time. But like I say, just so fortunate, and the banquet's awesome, and Canadian Tire for putting all they do into the series, and Castrol and Mahindra Tractors, and the Racetime Radio, they're always at the racetrack, and just, again, so fortunate.
Truckers, you're expected to go the distance every day, and you should expect the same from your engine oil. That's why Shell is now offering the Shell Rotella Lubrication Limited Warranty for heavy-duty diesel engines, covering up to 10 years, 500,000 miles. This is protection that goes the distance, just what you expect from Shell Rotella. Get your warranty free with purchase of an eligible Shell Rotella engine oil. Visit Rotella.com to see if you qualify and for complete details. Some conditions apply.
Ford Championship Weekend is coming to Homestead Miami Speedway. We don't spectate, we celebrate. Because we don't just hold a race, we hold the championship. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship Ford EcoBoost 400, November 18th. Get your tickets now. Call 866-409-RACE or visit homesteadmiamispeedway.com. A champion will be crowned in front of a worldwide audience. Witness history during one winning weekend.
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio.
This is what you get when you work hard.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Get it.
We're going to the front.
Run, baby.
Make it down at the end.
Oh, turn four for the final time.
Inside, dig hard.
Yeah.
Ring the bell, baby.
Here comes the rest of the pack.
You're home for NASCAR.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Carl Edwards.
Richard Petty.
Danica Patrick.
Jimmy Johnson.
Jeff Gordon.
Tony Stewart.
All right, I'm out of here.
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Wherever you are,
Racetime Radio is there.
And the best part is,
it's free.
It's on your iPhone,
iPad,
BlackBerry,
Android,
or even the old way.
It's on your desktop, you little whippersnapper.
Get them, Gramps.
Streaming live or on demand.
You'll get it at racetimeradio.com. Got the need for speed.
They're racing door to door in turn four.
Then you've come to the right place.
It's Race Time Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Race Time Radio from Toronto. It is the NASCAR recognition evening for the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series teams. DJ Kennington's got a great big smile on his face now, Joe.
DJ Kennington's got a big smile on. Dwayne Baker, of course, Whelen All-American Series provincial champ, the Barry Speedway competitor, number 48. Of course, everybody's seen him. He drives an Oscar as well and a pro late model. Erica Thiering, she's also here.
Absolutely.
Big smile on her face. Everybody that's won in NASCAR this year has got a big smile on their face. And, you know, I was only in the banquet hall for a little portion of that. But, you know, how about the job that Joel Robinson and those guys did on the video? There was some great video of throughout the year and great montages of how this year played out for the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series and all the regional series as well. So great job by all. This great success here at the Hyatt.
Joe, you and I were fortunate enough in the spring of this year to hit the NASCAR Hall of Fame. And man, what a place for race fans to go to. I know that's where things really heat up right around that championship weekend. It's going to come up December 7th and 8th. Big time for all of the tours, all of the weekly programs for NASCAR.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we had a lot of fun when we went to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Anybody that hasn't been there has heard everything about it, I'll guarantee it. But I don't care how many times you hear every exhibit that's there and how cool it is. You don't know how cool it is till you've been there. You got to get down to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. If you call yourself a race fan, you need to walk in through those doors and check it out. Absolutely spectacular displays and exhibits. And, you know, you get up close to some of the best machinery you've ever seen in racing. You get to meet some really cool people. You know, everybody that works there works in the racing industry, whether it be, you look at guys like Chocolate Myers and Rick Benjamin. They host shows right out of there on Sirius XM, NASCAR Radio. It's a spectacular place. You can't say it enough. Get there, go see it. And I know DJ Kennington's really pumped up because that number 17 Castrol Edge Dodge is going to be sitting on the show floor for the week of champions for the entire week at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. All the regional touring series champions, their cars are going to be on display. So, you know, if you're listening in the U.S., you get up and close to a NASCAR Canadian Tire Series car, and these things look a lot different. They are a lot different from anything you've ever seen.
You know, when we take a look back on 2012, one of the biggest shockers to me was Mark Dilley, driver of the number 9 in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, teamed up with probably one of his arch enemies, so to speak, in those cars. The two of them put together a super team this year. Mark Dilley and Gary Mix joined up to drive the 0-2. Mark Dilley is here with us tonight. He joins us now on Racetime Radio. Mark, what do you think of this? What a great celebration here, and 2012 is now firmly in the books.
You know what? It's been an up and down year. I mean, it's very confusing, but I'll tell you, the guys did an awesome job. To do what we did in a month was unbelievable, and the credit I give to everybody on the race team was amazing. We had some good runs, some bad runs, but all in all, the car was amazing.
Hey, how about that second place out at Saskatoon? That was spectacular. That was the best race of the year. As a race fan, standing up there, you know, checking that race out, watching you come through the field, you finish off the race. There was a couple donuts on the car, but not a mark on the car. You drove the wheels off that thing, and that had to feel good. You've been very tough at places like Barrie over the past years. That run at Saskatoon, that was spectacular.
I'll tell you, it was, you know what, the car was amazing. Reno and Kerry, they gelled, and you'd go out in the first practice session, the car'd turn, and then they'd pretty well say from there, it was little adjustments, and outside, we should have won that race. If Kerry would have got on the radio and just said, wreck him, we'd have won, but no, I'm kidding. No, in all seriousness, it was a great race. The whole race team did a great job all year, and we're fast. I mean, I think we had a couple seconds, a third. We lumped around a couple times for seventh and that. But we're really, really good, and I couldn't be prouder of everybody.
We've also joined with the 0-2, Kerry Mix. Every time I've seen 0-2 and Mark Dilley in the car, I was thinking Kerry Mix. And now look at this. We've got him with us. As you two guys teamed up to create a super team. What's the plan looking like for 2013? Just couldn't imagine, with the information that you guys gathered up this year, what 2013 would look like. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, pretty happy. You know, we could have, I think we can do better than we did. I'm pretty happy with the year. But I believe 2013, with everything that Mark's going on with sponsorship, if it happens quicker in the year, you know, we're started out April 1st, and to be able to finish up sixth overall in the owner's points is, I think, pretty good, and pretty proud of that. Mark did an awesome job driving the car. As far as on the oval tracks, you know, we had some bad luck on the road courses, but that happens. I think we're in good shape for next year, as long as we get all the sponsorship money.
What did it feel like to you, Kerry, sitting on top of the box watching your car go around the racetrack? It must have just drove you crazy. You guys got some real good results on the racetrack this year.
You know, I think we had pretty well a top five car every time on the oval tracks, and that's the key thing. If you can go and do that, that's the whole trick. And you know, I think we can do better than that. Just need a bit of time, and I think we can get the job done.
The biggest thing, I mean, we've had so much support. We put this program together late because basically both of us were going to be we were actually going to take up golf. And we realized that was just not going to be good for anybody in the golf industry. So we better put something together.
Those poor golf carts.
Yeah, well, actually, the girls were going to drive. Everybody, the support was unbelievable. When we put this together, I mean, the unfortunate part is when you put something together, it's the honeymoon thing.
Right.
Now, if we try and do this again next year, we have to find a whole bunch of new friends. I think that I really think that my plan is to run the whole thing.
Yeah.
Kerry's plan is to run, I don't know, 5-6. I mean, I think we need to put him back on an oval. I was actually boring without him.
Man, you know, watching Kerry on an oval and watching him on a road course, you're good at both those configurations, but you were missed on the oval tracks. I got to say that
NASCAR is about thinking they're actually going to take and give you a rebate on your Hans device if Mixie doesn't come back on a oval. But to be totally honest, I mean, he's an amazing. We know we've seen him. Unfortunately, he put so much on my program to be so good on the ovals. He hurt his own program on the road course, and that's really the truth of it. I had the best oval cars that we could put out. And doing that, you can only do so much. And he hurt himself on the road courses. I mean, we kind of threw whatever in there and away you go and test a bit. But all the way along and everything, we've always had good race cars, whether it was Dave, Whitlock, Scott. I mean, we've had good cars. But it was really good to have Reno, and I mean, the confidence level is unbelievable. And I got Susan, she's talking to me, and I'm laughing, and I mean, it was just a really good experience for me. I mean, it was amazing to do, and I think that if we did something like that again, we need to focus a little more on the road course program and get it really to where, I tell you, it's a big part of the series now. I mean, years ago, it would be like, okay, throw a road course in there, hit the dirt three times, get up on the shifter, and we'll get out of here.
Yeah.
It's not so much anymore. I mean, it's a real, real strong part of it.
It looks like we're probably going to end up with a different looking schedule, it's fair to say, than what we've been traditionally used to in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. What are you guys hoping for to replace maybe the races that won't take place in 2013? We know it's all speculation right now, and I know NASCAR's working on it. George Silverman said there is advancements, lots of tracks calling, lots of stuff good that's happening. What are you hoping for, Mark?
I'm hoping for 11 ovals at Sunset Speedway and one at Eldora. I mean, obviously we're not going to get that.
Right.
To me, the biggest thing is as long as the series can grow, whether it's at my speedway, whoever speedway it is, I just want it to grow and continue on. And I think that's racing everywhere is in a bit of a law, and it's trying to figure itself out.
Right.
And I think that, I don't know, I really don't know. I think, I believe we're going to, I would just guess, I mean, not that I know anything, but I would guess we're on 4 road courses.
Yeah.
And 8 to 9 ovals.
Yeah.
Would be my guess, so.
Kerry, what are you hoping for to see in the 2013 schedule?
Mark said there, I probably have to pretty well agree with as far as what's going to happen. It's hard to say. What I'm seeing right now is 12 to 13 races, and there probably is going to be 4 road courses and maybe 5, but probably 4 road courses.
Well, it doesn't get any better than you two crafty veterans, I'll tell you.
We're going to wreck each other next year. You can mark my words tonight. We're having 2 oval cars that are airborne.
Yeah, well, I can tell you the excitement that you two have provided Canada with throughout the course of time, and with any luck at all, this is going to continue for many more years to come. It's great watching both of yous on the racetrack. Hats off to both of yous for coming up with a great combination this year, and one that I can guarantee you the competitors all looked and went, oh no, these two guys have hooked up, and you guys proved it this year. Triad Power Under the Hood, you guys did fantastic.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Gary Mix and Mark Dilley. It'll be interesting, Junior, to see what happens in 2013 with these two guys. Sounds like we could end up with 2 more cars on the track.
Absolutely. That would be cool, and I know they're going to be working hard at it. We got a great guest lineup here.
If you're just tuned into Racetime Radio, welcome aboard. We are tonight in Toronto. It is the NASCAR Recognition Night. Night of Champions is coming up in Charlotte, North Carolina, December 7th and 8th. But here tonight in Toronto, we celebrate the champions. We celebrate the 2012 season. And right now we're joined with last year's champion, the 22 Canadian Tire Dodge of Scott Steckley. Scotty, what a season. You struggled, but man, you got the job done.
Yeah, we had good cars every week. We just definitely didn't get the results that we were looking for. Stuff always happened at the end of the events and green white checkers, stuff like that. But we had great cars every week. We led laps. We did what we had to do. We just didn't have the luck we needed.
Fixing your race car at Kawartha and coming back out, you guys worked hard out there. It just showed how hard this crew that you guys have behind you works to get you on the racetrack. And that's got to be a good feeling, Scott, looking at the guys you have surrounding you. They've been with you for a long time as well.
Yeah, definitely. My Canadian Tire crew, they've been with me for, I can't count the number of years, but they all know what they have to do at the racetrack. We got in a wreck early on in practice. They worked 2.5 hours steady in the car. We went out with no practice at all and qualified in the outside pole. We had a real good car throughout the whole race. We ran in the top 3 the whole day. Like DJ said in there earlier, it's the driver gets the recognition, but it's the crew that does all the work through the week and at the racetrack. So it's all about the crew as well.
James, you guys in behind the scenes. At Kawartha, I didn't think you were going to be able to get that car fixed, but you guys pulled it out of the fire and not only fixed it, but you gave them a car that was competitive that could win that race.
Yeah, we sure did. The guys who really were working on it were Randy and Julio. they really put their heads down and worked hard on it. I know Tom and Kenny, everyone, it was just like a beehive of activity around there, and we're working pretty hard. And we got it going for Scott, and as usual, Scott did a good job qualifying.
That rear clip was bent in that race car. From the shock mounts back, that thing was bent. You guys actually had to throw the port of power on it and straighten out the rear clip and add a little section in there. Like, that was a lot of damage to that race car.
Yeah, the rear clip was actually wrapped right around the rear end housing. We had to cut the rear clip in three spots so we'd be able to port of power it back far enough to get it off the housing, and then we added in a bunch of steel and... The crew they worked very, very hard for 2.5 hours and got it back out there.
2013 coming like a freight train. I know we're celebrating 2012 tonight. How are things looking for 2013 at the shop?
We have a road course car all ready to go already for next year. We haven't raced it for 2 months likely, so we have it all rebuilt and ready for next year. And our oval car, we're fixing up the rear clip, putting a new one on properly, and we've been out testing with one of our other cars already, trying to learn more for next season.
I asked Mark and Kerry Mix moments ago, the 2013 schedule is probably going to look a little different than what we're traditionally used to seeing. What are you hoping for on that 2013 schedule? If you had a wish list, what would be on it?
I'd wish for likely 10 ovals and 2 road courses at Mossport.
Got to touch on it. Canadian Tire Motorsports Park, what a place. And the changes that Ron and the gang there have put together, what a neat spot.
Yeah, Canadian Tire's done a lot of work there. They're doing a lot more work there, and it's definitely my favorite road course to go to. And if we'd have 2 events there, that'd be great. I'd really like to race there twice in the season, and we're definitely going to go there try to get our first win.
Kawartha kind of ended on a bad note. The TV coverage kind of stopped at the very end, and there's obviously YouTube videos out there, and you guys got in quite the altercation, you and the 84 car. Was there anything said after that? Is there still bad blood between everybody, or what's the overall feelings after Kawartha?
I didn't really see an 84 car out there all year. Was there one out there? Was he? Oh, he must have been a back marker. What do you think, James?
I think he's maybe one of the starting parts, maybe, Scott. I don't know.
Sounds like it's going to be an interesting 2013 from what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. There's always interesting storylines in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series.
Scott, congratulations on a great year. You guys did have a good year. I know you're not the champion this year, but you do have 2 championships. DJ now has 2. Andrew Ranger has 2. In 6 years, you own a third of them, and that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it's great, and owe a lot of it to my team and sponsors, that's for sure. But we definitely want to go out there and try to get it back next year and be the first one to win 3.
Well, congratulations on a great season. Thanks so much for stopping by, guys, and enjoy the rest of your night. Junior, I can see DJ Kennington, and I can see Whitey, his crew chief, out there. I know they're going to join us here in a moment, but the intensity of this series ratchets up a little bit more every season.
Can it ratchet up anymore? It's on full throttle all the time. There is some amazing competition. There's some amazing rivalries. There's always a great amount of enthusiasm from all the competitors. Everybody knows it's special. When you see everybody walking around here, they don't just feel that the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series or the NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series, they don't feel that it's just going racing every weekend.
Right.
This is a lifestyle. This is being part of a lifestyle. It's growing in the culture of Canadian racing, and it's definitely representing everybody that's in Canadian racing very well. That's something that's very difficult to do and to hold on to for 6 years. I think that they're growing every step of the way, and it's great to see, and I know there's lots of guys in that room over there that want to knock off the next guest that we're going to talk to here. He's grinning right now. Look at him.
We are joined now with the champion for 2012, the Castrol Edge Dodge Mahindra Tractors, and I know DJ will fill the rest in. We have DJ Kennington and his crew chief, Dave White. We call him Whitey. Congratulations. Big night for you here tonight, DJ, you and the whole team.
Pretty awesome. Pretty proud of my guys. Like I say, a whirlwind season, but one of those years that you just try to put together, and it's going to be a tough one to match. But I guess I told Scott Steckley last year at the banquet when it was all over in December, I said, guess what? I said, enjoy it, because midnight tonight, 2013 starts. So I'm sure he's going to remind me of that this year, and we're going to have our A game and try to make things a little bit better and see if we can't go out and try to lay a beating on them again next year.
You know, DJ, you look back now, this is your second championship. Does it feel any different this year than it did the first championship?
I think any championship, when you try to get one at this level, is huge. And obviously the first one for me was pretty special. It took forever. I was Mark Martin there for a long time. So to get it done the second time, I don't think it's any better than any other time. Just the phenomenal season that we had, our race team and our sponsors with Castrol Edge and Mahindra Tractors, Dodge, Brian Cathcart, everybody that makes it happen for us. I'm just happy for all them, because there was a lot of years we didn't deliver, and this year we delivered a bunch for them.
All a testament, as you do, back to the crew that puts that car underneath you. And I know you're instrumental in everything on that race car, but so is Whitey. We've watched this young gentleman come up from a guy that was just part of a pit crew into a championship crew chief in Canada's toughest series. Whitey, this celebration tonight is all about you guys. You guys did a fantastic job this year.
Just really very fortunate to have the team that we had with us this year, and the sponsors that we did with Castrol Edge and Mahindra Tractors and Hitachi Power Tools, and to have the team that we do and the driver that we do. The driver really makes us look good sometimes. There were some races this year that our car really wasn't where it needed to be at the end, like Saskatoon, for example. We always talk about in the shop and in our team meetings and at the morning at the racetracks that we want to have our car handle as well on lap 300 as it does on lap 1, if not better. So trying to get to hit those goals and those marks is really what we've tried to accomplish this year with our team. And it's really worked out well in the end. And as far as our team just all gelling and pit stops and as far as even making a strategy during the race and discussing tire pressures and so on, it's all really worked out well.
I have listened to, I think, every interview that you've ever done with anybody else, with Racetime Radio, with, it doesn't matter with who, with a newspaper. There's one guy that you never forget to mention, and that's your dad.
Yeah, well, it's no different than obviously you two here. Yeah. I mean, I look at the situation when you get to work side by side with family, it's gratifying. I mean, I've worked side by side with my dad for as long as I can remember, and I know how hard he works. He's put a work ethic in us. He's turned Whitey around work ethic wise. He's just, you know, we see those size 11 work boots coming, and we know it's time to get our button gear. And I said to these guys when I came around after the race was over, put the checkered flag out the window at Kawartha. I knew we'd had it done. I rounded the corner and I saw all the guys running from the pit stall in turn one. And I saw my dad there, and he had both arms in the air. And that, to me, was that made it. I mean, all the rest of it didn't matter. That to see him that happy and that proud of everything we've accomplished, I mean, the rest of it didn't matter to me. So it's just a great accomplishment, like I say, to this race team, our sponsors, and so on. And obviously his hard work and Whitey's hard work. And everybody knows this just doesn't happen overnight.
What are you guys going to change for next year? You think you got some more speed in that 17? And where the hell are you going to go look for it, DJ? You guys are a missile now.
Well, Whitey's got some homework to do. Hopefully we can possibly, maybe we're just seeing how things work out right now, possibly build another new chassis and see how things go and work with our sponsors and so on. Got another couple meetings coming up with them and try to get that stuff all finalized. And then we can figure out what we're going to do for next year. But I'll guarantee you we'll be back, and we'll try to. It's going to be a tough year to match. I mean,
oh, yeah. I think there's still another 0.4 for that 17 car. Tenths of a second at each track. I think that would be an achievable goal, Mr. White.
And you know, we got to put a little shout out tonight too. Did you happen to see any of the Nationwide or hear any of the results? How about our good friend Eric McClure?
Given her
15th tonight.
Qualified 15th as well.
Just got a text message from him there. He's pretty pumped up. I just want to congratulate
and
him. That's
we also
cool.
I haven't seen the results. I watched the finish just as this was wrapping up. We got to give a big shout out to Dexter Stacey and Derek White as well. Both NASCAR Canadian Tire Series competitors. They were both in that as well.
Absolutely. So, Derek's a good friend of mine, and Dexter, obviously, we all like hanging out with him. He's a fun kid, and he sure livens up the party.
How about Ricky Stenhouse as well? Came from two laps down to go to victory lane, so that's something that's very special as well. This is NASCAR weekend for me.
Absolutely. It's going to only get better, too. DJ, Champions Night at Charlotte, a special evening for you guys to go down there. Your car is going to be in the NASCAR Hall of Fame once again. Pretty prestigious place to have your car.
Sure is. It's awesome. I just wish my wife probably isn't going to be able to make the trip with me this year. Our baby's going to be born hopefully November 25th, and I wish she could be there to join me with it. But the last time we were there was pretty special, and obviously it's where I proposed to her and on stage there at the banquet. So this year I guess my date's probably going to be Whitey, so I'm not gonna propose to him, but
pucker up, Whitey.
Hey, are you staying at a hotel with a water slide in it?
I sure am.
Oh, man. Whitey, I feel sorry for you now, bud.
You're going to have a long championship week.
Yeah.
We spent, no two guys have spent more time together than me and him. Like, heck, we lived together for, it had been 7-8 years, and every day we worked. Like, we used to tow trucks at a trucking company, and we were talking about the day. We worked nights all night together, and then went home and lived together, and ate McDonald's and Wendy's every day together. Yeah. And
see, that's why I'm a little chubby.
It's left side weight.
You are losing weight. You're looking really good.
Well, I appreciate that, but I know there's people like my dad that says he's got to keep working on horsepower to pull me around.
Hey, you know what I said when we were sitting on an airplane, we got interviewed. When we were stuck on the tarmac out in Edmonton. I said DJ's probably got a private jet to carry around his trophies by now, because you had 5 at that time. Where did you put all the trophies from this year? You got a whack of trophies this year.
Yeah.
Did you have to build a new trophy case, or is that Whitey's job? What was the game plan of showing off your trophies at that DJ case shop?
We had a really big trophy case at the race shop. My dad had a really nice one built. It's got a lot of my go-kart trophies and everything in it from the get-go, and he's already had them in and measured up, because we definitely are out of room, and some of the trophies this year were pretty awesome. I'll tell you. It's funny, riding home in the holler, even my Bud Roy and myself riding home in the holler, and we kept looking in the bunk, and the top bunk, there was no room for any. We had to sleep in the bottom bunk together, because the top bunk was full of trophies. So I told him that the trophies weren't leaving the truck. He's going to have to sleep in the trailer.
Oh man. Who has more fun than race car drivers?
The final question I got for you tonight, and something I want to really touch on, is the amount of influence the DJK Racing has had on this NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, is, and the roots are growing deeper every year. We see guys like Jason White, other race teams, the five of Noel Dowler. You've got a lot of influence in a lot of different teams. The program really did move forward this year, not just with the 17. These other guys did fantastic, all part of your team.
Yeah, that's a lot to do with Dave and Whitey and Bud Roy in the shop. Jason White did an amazing job this year. I'm really proud of him. I love working with him. I don't think there's anybody in this deal more passionate than Jason. He wants to do so well, and he's got a lot of talent. And I tried to give him the best equipment he could, and you know, he had his career best finish there. I was so happy for him at Vernon. An A&W
great
race.
Run. That was a great run for that whole A&W team.
They've had so many just little things happen, and it sucks for him, because I mean, he's a top five car a lot of nights. And Noel Dowler has come from when we first started testing him at Delaware Speedway in a late model. I remember it was just shaking my head saying, man, I wonder if he's going to get up to speed. And now look at him. You know, he's up there. He's getting it done. I'm pretty proud of him, too. Kevin Dowler has put a lot into the program. And EMCO with a great sponsor with those guys. I kind of hope Kevin's listening, because he's kind of a pain in the butt to deal with. Because, you know, he really wants his kid to succeed. And his kid's a great kid, and Kevin's a great person. And I think they do a lot for this sport. And without people like those guys and Jason White in this sport, we wouldn't have, you know, the turnout that we do. And I'm just really happy that DJK Racing and Whitey and I can work with such great teams and have such great people bring their stuff to us and trust us to do a good job for them. And hopefully, you know, at some point, it would be just amazing for me to have a 1-2-3 finish with DJK cars. That would be pretty awesome, as long as we're number one.
Okay, we're going to start calling him Jack from now on.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Jack, hey, all he needs is the hat.
If you had one message that you were going to give to the entire group in there, what would it be heading into 2013?
I really don't know. I'm confident in our race team. I'm confident in our program. Boyd, he does a lot of hard work over the winter. I guarantee you we're going to be better than we were this year, because you don't ever want to take a step back. And the second you think that you're on top of the game, somebody's going to beat you.
Yeah.
So we're going to be working hard. It's already started. Whitey's already stripped race cars and got things going. And I just can't wait to get next year started.
I can guarantee you one thing. Your crew members are going to go up by one. I can see Jamie over there. You are going to be a proud dad in no time flat. That's going to be pretty amazing.
The UNO Battle at the Beach is coming up at Daytona International Speedway. George Silverman said that you are locked into the field. You could take your pick, whether it be modified, whether it be
K&N.
Late model or K&N. Do you know what you're going to be? You've got access to all three cars.
Yeah.
You've got a great late model program.
He's got all three
of them. I've seen it. You had that really cool modified that you ran at Delaware. And then you've also ran K&N at Irwindale. What's your plan?
Well, hopefully I'm going to put something together with Bill McAnally to run a K&N car again. Bill has been great to me. We went and ran Phoenix a few times, ran the All-Star Showdown, had an awesome day there. I'm actually going to get a hold of Arlen Sherba, the owner of the Modified. He's been trying to sell it, and he's still got it sitting there right the way we ran it at Delaware. I'd like to take it down and see if we can't run the Modified race, the K&N race, and hopefully trying to put something together for the Nationwide race, for the big race as well. And maybe we'll get Mike McCall, Whitey. Maybe we'll try to talk him into getting us a late model too. What the heck? Let's do them all.
How many crew guys are you bringing down? You just bring the hauler down.
I'm going to bring the whole crew because that's without my crew, I'm nothing. So I'm going to bring each and every one of them, and hopefully go down there and have some fun. And when you get down there, you know, everybody says that everybody wants to be down south. Everybody wants to race with those guys. But I'm telling you right now, these guys in the Canadian Tire Series are as tough as anywhere. And when we go down there, like I say, and put on a show in Irwindale and finish second, that's just a tribute to all the guys here, too, because I mean, each and every one of these guys could probably go down there and do the same thing if they had a good piece. So I'm pretty excited about it. DJK Racing's great right now, and let's just hope we can keep the ball rolling.
Well, you are a Dynamite champion, DJ Kennington. This is the second time. Congratulations on the championship. You and Whitey and Spud and Sammy and all the guys did a fantastic job. Wow, and the race fans here in Canada on TSN at the tracks. I know you're going to represent us real, real good down in the south. Battle at the beach is coming
I know you'll
up.
Be there, right?
Yeah, we are. We're going to be there. Hey, we're going to be there
you're
wherever
have
you turn around.
You're going to have to dig harder to impress me, bud.
I know.
That's it. Yeah, you got to dig harder to impress this guy.
Well, all right, I'll get on it.
All right.
I'll see
thanks.
What I can do. You know,
just
I'm getting a little older.
Go back to the drawing board and just work a little harder next year.
You go back to the drawing board to start every year, regroup, and try to figure it out.
That's right.
Guys,
that's...
thanks so much for dropping by here tonight. Enjoy the night. Suck it in.
Thanks
this
for
is,
everything, guys.
This is all for you.
You know, you guys do a lot for us, and we see you every week at the racetrack with us, and we appreciate it. You know, it's tough to get coverage in this deal anymore. And for what you guys doing this stuff live and so on, it's great for the fans. Without our fans and family, I mean, Jamie's parents are at home probably listening to this right now. And it's big to them because, you know, they don't get to come to all this stuff. But they can keep up with it. And without all the stuff you guys do, they wouldn't be able to. And we wouldn't be able to keep our sponsors as happy as they are. And it's as big a part of it as anything. So thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, you're much welcome to get that 17 ready to go. You guys won't have a day off. There's no such thing as an off season with these guys.
I'm taking an off season, but Whitey's going to be working.
Can you
no,
picture?
I love it though.
Can you picture DJ changing a diaper?
That's going to be his next class.
It's coming. Yeah,
I started doing Whitey's.
Full circle,
see,
everybody.
And look at where he's turned out. So we're going to be in good shape.
Yeah.
Just amazing. From changing a motor to changing a diaper, DJ's got it all. And we're going to have to time him. We'll do that in about July, see how he's making out.
Absolutely.
Okay, quick break. When we come back, I can see the voice of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. We have Adam Ross standing by. He's going to join us next year on the program. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back from Toronto shortly. Stay with us.
Dave Jacobs, Director of Canadian Operations for GC Motorsports. Racetime Radio will be right back on Sirius XM 157, Sports Express.
When your office is your cab, the average day at the office can last hundreds of miles, which is why we bring you our most advanced heavy-duty diesel engine oil, Shell Rotella. For outstanding protection against wear, deposits, and corrosion, there's Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection. Shell Rotella T5 Synthetic Blend Technology delivers improved fuel economy. And for unmatched extreme high-low temperature performance, use Shell Rotella T6 Full Synthetic. What you do is hard work. You need heavy-duty engine oil that can keep up. Shell Rotella, the engine oil that works as hard as you.
Where the help is.
At Wyrgen Home Building Center, no matter where you are, you can always get a quote for any project. From plumbing and electrical to paint, barbecues, bathtubs, the list goes on. And yep, of course, we've got your lumber too. So if your home needs a finishing touch or upgrade, don't hesitate to call your friends at Wyrgen Home Building Center.
Home is where the help is at Wyrgen Home Building Center.
So, you missed a broadcast.
Well, no problem.
Racetime Radio is available on demand.
Look at it as your listener lucky dog.
And it's free.
Check it out at racetimeradio.com.
Click the day you missed, and you're back on the lead lap.
NASCAR's final weekend is finally here.
And the crew at Racetime Radio is going to bring it to you live
from Miami Homestead Speedway.
And just between you and me, it sounds like the boys are looking for an excuse to get out of the cold.
So join Joe, Junior, and Jerry Friday, November 16th at 4.
And Saturday, November 17th at noon.
It's 6 hours of live pre-race coverage.
Presented by Shell Rotella.
Here on Sirius XM 157.
Sports Express.
You're into it!
Welcome back
to Racetime Radio,
presented by Shell Rotella.
And welcome back, everybody. Here in Toronto, it's the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series Recognition Evening. We are celebrating the 2012 NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. We are joined now with the voice of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. Whenever you're at the race, Adam Ross is who you're going to listen to. He joins us right now. Adam, what's going on?
Hey, I got to jump in here before he talks because, you know, he threw me on the spot at Delaware Speedway. there was a power failure. He threw me on the spot and interviewed me. So that's why you're on the air tonight. We had to throw you on the spot. Just talk to you a little bit.
If you can throw me, I will give you the respect you deserve, and I'll take a couple of requests.
Oh, that's hilarious. Adam, what a season. 2012. Man, it doesn't get any better than that.
It would have been a great year if DJ hadn't stunk it up. But I'll tell you what. Because normally, if you said to me, 12 races, one driver wins seven of them, holy cow. But the fact that he tied that record. DJ Kennington's name now goes alongside Mike Stefanik, Richie Evans, Herschel McGriffin, Ricky Craven. That's pretty cool.
That's huge.
Those names, I mean, you can talk to most casual fans, and they will know those names. And the diehard fans...
You know, there was a few races out there that DJ Kennington was absolutely stellar, just drove away from the field, kind of left everybody. It was a few late race yellows kind of even the fields up in those races, but still he went out there and dominated the race. And then a few of those races, DJ went out there and put on a clinic. And whether he came from the back or the last lap drove right through a big wreck at Edmonton, you know, to win that race. Some of the most exciting racing that I've seen come out of DJ Kennington and come out of anybody, for that matter, he drove through that field more times than anybody else all season.
Yeah, give him all the credit in the world. Most of those races were very entertaining. Even with one winner in seven different shows, they were pretty good shows. And then Joel Robinson, I'm gonna introduce your next guest because he's sitting next to us, but Joel Robinson, who handles Fuel Media Labs and does all the production, he'll attest to the same thing, that even one winner seven times, it was pretty entertaining racing right across the country.
You know, we do forget about Andrew Ranger winning. What did he win, six that one year?
Yeah, six.
1 year?
Six, I think it was, yeah.
So, but that was in a 13-race series.
Series,
which
yep.
is, so you go percentage-wise, DJ slaughtered it.
Yeah.
He killed it. And I think one more lap in Saskatoon, Dilly would have got him.
Oh, but Edmonton could have been different.
Edmonton
Saskatoon could have been different. There was, like you said, Junior, there was two races that he went out there and he was the car to beat. There was a lot of races where he wasn't. And Whitey helped, a little bit of good fortune, some race management.
Pit stops.
Exactly. It takes so many things.
I've been to the shop afterwards, and DJ's told us some stuff. And Whitey sold some stuff. I think they really put two heads together, and they figured out how to get that car even for 200 laps, even for 300 laps, and they fought like cats and dogs. But when the checkered fell, they figured out what to do, and they had, you know what? They didn't have a stellar crew, but they worked all well together. And there's a guy named Bud Roy on that team that always gets forgotten, and he's been changing tires. And he's going to get better and better, and he's going to catch up to Sammy because they got the best tire guy ever
in
the business. And I got a funny story to tell about Sammy. He was bored one day and he started clipping the little nibs off the tires.
Oh, really?
Do you guys know this story?
No, I do, but I've never told it.
So someone said, "Why is he clipping all those nibs?" So someone goes and asks Sammy. He goes, "Listen, I was bored one day. And I start doing that because we do it at Daytona. and all the other teams saw Sammy doing that, and they start clipping all the nibs off the tires, and they figured they're going to go fast.
Just before qualifying, because it felt like marbles, he said. I forget what team he told that to first, and it just kind of went down the line.
Yeah,
but
Sammy's,
that was a funny story.
He plays coy there. He knows what he's doing.
That's when you know you've made it in the sport.
Yep.
When people look at what you're doing and they start doing it, whether they understand it or not.
We were fortunate enough to get to a few races, and I know we heard on the channel, Junior and I on the way down here, listen to some of the talk on Sirius XM NASCAR radio, where attendance was down at Charlotte and attendance was down at Talladega. When you take a look at the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, we didn't have that problem this year. I think the attendance went up. Trying to get to some of those races, we made it to a few. But you guys do an amazing job on TSN capturing what sometimes can be a lengthy race. You guys encapsulated into something that is extraordinary to watch every single broadcast every year. Gets better and better and better. This year you added a lot of stuff. You're keeping the fans right up to date, and I think that's why you're seeing more fans in the grandstands, because you guys are growing them each and every show.
It's tough, you know. It's a 1950s form of entertainment.
Yeah.
Racing started back, you know, that's when it was at its heyday. And you got to keep it going, and promoters got to keep it going, and track announcers got to keep it going. It's a team effort. And the race car guys, you know, these are generational guys. So
I was at every one of them except for Trois-Rivières. Canadian Tire Motorsports Park for the road course stuff. That was the biggest crowd I've ever seen at Mossport any time that I've ever been there.
Yeah,
well, they Canadian Tire put on a huge grassroots marketing promotion. And the work they put it shows you that, and it's not easy to promote by any means, but if you do the things that are effective, and if you really put, you've got to go in 100%, and they got a big return because they did get a huge crowd, a bigger crowd than I've ever seen there, because I wasn't there in the 60s and 70s when they were absolutely filling the place.
There has been some of the coolest racing looking across the board on road course. You know, you're seeing more of an oval track side of things on the road course. You know, you're seeing guys get back at each other on road courses, even on the Sprint Cup level, but at the NASCAR Canadian Tire
Series. You saw a lot of wheel banging.
You did.
A lot of wheel banging, and, you know,
that's passing, and that's what people pay to see.
You were spotting for JR, and it's go, go, go right off the top, and it's not just JR doing that. There's tons of guys, and they're coming over the top of the hairpin, and they're banging rims. They're banging wheels, and it is all or nothing. And we used to see a lot of guys laying back. You hear that in Cup, guys laying back so they don't get the big wreck. We have long races compared to the K&N series, and no one really understands that. We have 300 lappers compared to their 150s. And these guys, once that green flag goes, they are go, go, go. I don't think a lot of people understand how tough it is to win at this level, and to win two races, one race. You look at a guy like Beauchamp, he hasn't even won a race yet, and he's raced in every series.
It's as simple as going over the years, because we've got 6 years in as the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. How many of those races, 12 races a year, so 72, 75 races, somewhere in there, how many times has the fastest car won the race? You can do this at any level.
Yeah.
And that's why racing is awesome. Because there's no givens. There's no guarantee that being fast guarantees success. It's a combination of things. I believe our road course races are so exciting because there's no pit stops. It's a sprint to the finish. It's all out. And they have to drive these cars on the edge and a little bit over, or you're not going to keep up.
Absolutely. Especially on the road courses, to keep up with guys like JR and Andrew Ranger. Look at the guys that have came in now that are really picking it up on
LeBay.
The road courses stuff.
I mean,
it's
Alex LeBay.
Yeah.
He never seen a road course before, and he finished, what did he finish, fifth that day?
But he drove through the field to finish there. He didn't, like,
no marks on the car.
Absolutely
and
amazing.
LP Dumoulin has really, like, obviously he's done lots on the road courses, but he's really stepped up his program, that 47 WeatherTech car.
You drive a car out of Steckley stable, you're exactly. Going to be driving a good piece.
But even Steckley, it really took Steckley a long time to lay down really good laps. And when I got to Canadian Tire Motorsports Park this year for the first time on the road course, he went out there and laid down a lap, and my jaw hit the floor. That was a spectacular lap to kick off the year.
Steckley's a dark horse. He's
exactly.
Always been a dark horse. When we first went to GP3R in 2000, Steckley had the fastest time in practice.
Yeah.
And that was in 2000.
Yeah.
So he's always been the quiet guy. He doesn't like to do the show. And Thompson caught up to him a little bit. But he's the fast guy. And you know what? You'll never shake Stackley. He just hasn't. He hasn't picked up that win. And well, that's why he called Max. And you did some work with Max this year. And he called Max and they did a secret test. And, you know, Scott didn't want anybody to know because he wants to win.
Yeah.
And he called Max up and said, listen, I need help. And I don't know if you guys have ever documented what they did at ICAR, but he went and did a secret test session with Max at ICAR. And Max sat in the passenger seat. And Max finally said after about 10 laps, listen, you got to pull over. Well, Max wasn't scared because Stackley went full out. He was just burning everything up. He was burning his butt off. So,
and they test. That team tests. Of all the teams, you won't see a lot of teams stray from their original setup. We don't get a whole lot of time at some of these road course events on the track. But you'll see the Stackley crew, and I remember watching them at Edmonton. While other crews are coming in and out, they're not doing all. They got springs out of the car. They're changing the brake system. They don't settle for anything.
No.
And they were the dominant car that weekend.
Yeah, they sure were. Joel, what's coming up on the TV schedule? You always do a year in review. We still got lots more to come.
We still got one more race to go on RDS2, which is the final race. They're going to be picking that up soon. And then the year in review will go on November 17th on TSN and TSN2. Dave Moody's going to be working on that production. So
nice.
A little serious punch up there, but Dave's coming in to do some work. I think that's the same weekend as Homestead, so it'll be exciting. It'll be 12 o'clock on TSN on November 17th.
You got to set the PVRs or watch it live, whichever one. From the view of everything we've seen on TV to the talent you guys have with your TSN broadcast, dynamite job, Joel. Keep it up. I know pressure's got to be on because everything just keeps changing and more gets added to it.
You got
to
keep up.
I don't know what you're going to come out with next.
It's tough to keep up with the budgets, and we're you know, a little Canadian company, and we're trying to. We got NASCAR stamped on our forehead, and we got to keep up with everybody else. So,
NASCAR's definitely, and so is Speed. Watching what you're doing because they'll probably be calling you every now and then to find out how you're getting this pulled off.
Hopefully Speed's around for a couple more months.
Couple more months, that's about it. Joel, thanks so much for dropping by.
Okay, thanks
really
very much.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe Squared.
Joe Squared.
Look
Isn't that
go.
Joe times Joe?
Adam, what do you think? 2013, what do you think we're going to see in 2013 for a schedule? What are you hoping for?
You know what? I'm an excited fan. I try not to speculate because it's never done me any good. I think no matter where we go, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to travel a lot. We're going to put on a hell of a show. And it's going to be great. Every time something gets taken away a little bit, something gets added, and you think, wow, I didn't see that coming. It's going to be great.
Breakthrough driver 2013. Who's going to be the breakthrough guy?
Martin Roy. Multiple wins.
Multiple wins.
Yes. I agree fully. I have to go with Martin Roy too. He picked up the game so good at the end of the season, towards the middle to the end of the season. Him and Mario Gosselin put on a clinic, really, of how to get up to speed in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. If you could pick two things that were the coolest things to call, would it have been Edmonton and the Pinty's chicken wing eating contest?
I gotta say the chicken wing eating contest was good. The fight at the end of Kawartha Speedway was pretty good for a lot of reasons. You don't often see a driver go into another person's pit box when his crew is half a mile away. Like, his crew was so far away, and JR went in there. I mean, that's got to be the two, and both of those things happened on the same day.
I was just going to say, lessons learned in 2012. What's the biggest one? What are you taking away from this year?
Don't walk into a group of 10 when you're by yourself. No, that was my favorite part of the year right there. I love it. Let's go at her. Let's get her at her.
Exactly what you said. That's funny.
And I've been asked, Norris McDonald from the Star wrote that into his blog on the Star, mentioned me, my name, doing the play-by-play of that. But I've always believed if the paying fan can see something, we should be able to talk about it.
Absolutely.
It's happening right in front of us. And that was the most entertaining thing happening at that particular point in time.
What a season, though, for everybody. And you know the competition is tough when you get emotion like that, and it's raw.
Well, that's why this sport is great. There's a lot of reasons why this sport is great, but at this level, we get to see that emotion. We don't have to worry about guys running into each other and ruining the aerodynamics of their car and spoiling their race. Thankfully, we have drivers that can run into somebody on lap one and still be fast enough to hit them again on lap 300.
Adam, thanks so much for dropping by here tonight. More than welcome to stay here with us, but we got to bring in...
your next guest. No, we don't talk at the same time. I will talk and he's in my ear, but nobody else can hear him. If any fans have ever wondered why I make some really strange faces on the front stretch during pre-race, it's because your next guest is saying things in my ear that nobody should say while someone else is trying to talk to a crowd. Well, I'm going to leave it at that, guys. You have a phenomenal off-season. It's always fun.
The voice of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series at the Speedway, Adam Ross. Always a great guest here on Racetime Radio.
Absolutely. And for our next guest, I just want to lead off by saying make sure you use radio etiquette here. I listened to that all year long. I heard, please use radio etiquette. So I'm going to say Joe to Tower.
Go ahead, Tower. You have Brad Moran.
There we go. We got Brad Moran, director of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, with us. And I don't think you could wipe that smile off his face. This was a big, successful event.
Yeah, well, thanks. I mean, it just goes, you know, it's so much deeper than me. Obviously, I play a small part in it. A lot of support from NASCAR. You know, we've just got phenomenal drivers, the best in Canada. The equipment comes out ready. Promoters do such a good job. All our fans that come out and watch all the, you know, wild racing that we put on. That's what it's all about. It's entertainment. It's good, hard racing. And, you know, we just do our best to try to give people value for their dollar that they come. And you know, they come to the racetrack to see a good, hard race. And it's an emotional sport. And, you know, we like to put on a good show for everybody.
Brad, you can get whatever book you want that has got the right protocol, the right everything in it, but it takes an individual to lead a group of people, to put it all together, to cohesively put it all together, and that's you. And you've done it year after year. This series keeps getting a little bit better and a little bit better. You face different challenges each and every year. You never know where the next challenge is going to come from or how you're going to solve it. But, man, you keep pulling a rabbit out of the hat each and every year. And I know you got NASCAR's support, and that's who you're working for. But I got to take my hat off to you because you keep doing it. It keeps coming out the right way.
Well, thanks, Joe. You know, coming from you, that's a great compliment. I work hard. I try hard. You definitely got it right. We do run into some pretty strange challenges sometimes. I mean, 2 feet of water at Trois-Rivières, there's no tomorrow.
2 feet? Was it two or was it 5 feet of water?
I don't know.
I've seen photos, man. That was pretty wild.
I'm saying two so no one can say I exaggerated, but bringing sewer city, city sewer suckers in and lifting all the manholes and doing everything you do and get that race done. You know, it's amazing the way things work. But we really just work hard. Again, I'm a promoter as well in the past. Our job is to put on a great show. Our competitors are ready for anything. We have to change schedules from time to time being in Canada. We do what we need to do to make sure everybody goes home happy. We put on a good show. Our competitors get a fair race. And, you know, that's my job. And I must be crazy, but I love doing it. I mean, it excites me. I get into it. The challenges come. We figure them out. We get through. We got a great group of officials. We got a great group of drivers and owners and crew chiefs and promoters, and it just all happens, you know, and that's kind of the way it all works.
You look at different series, and they'll have one or two competitors that really rises to the top. Here in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, we're now seeing 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 teams that can win on any given day, depending on the racetrack. Is that a byproduct of the actual rules package, or is it the competition every year keeps going up because you guys are putting them in the position to do that?
You know, I think it's just a mixture. It's a good rules package. It's a bunch of great drivers, great crew chiefs. And, you know, they just make it happen. I mean, it's a combination of everything.
Brad Moran is getting picked on by everybody right now.
I can't believe it.
That's Kerry Mix in the background here. We got Dwayne Baker picking on him. Everybody's picking on Mr. Moran.
Brad, it's going to be a different look in 2013. What do you think we're going to see? I know it's all speculation at this point. What do you think we're going to see?
Well, let me explain what I'm dealing with here. You know, sometimes you have problems, and I got Mixie on my knee. I got Billy in front of me. Just to give you an idea what I'm putting up with here. You know, we're here to have fun, and that's what we're doing. And 2013, you know, I'll just guarantee it'll be better than 2012. I mean, the Montreal race, everybody knows it's off the schedule. There's nothing we can do.
No.
We're going to move on. We're going to move forward like we have in other years.
Yeah.
We're going to bounce back. We're going to see what happens. We're waiting for the national schedule to be announced, and we're going to come up with a great schedule, and it's going to be great racing.
It's funny, you know, we've talked to a number of drivers here tonight and asked them what was on their wish list for 2013 if they could choose. And you know what? Out of the 8 or 9 guys that we've spoke with tonight, we got 8 or 9 different answers. I don't think there's going to be a wrong answer to 2013. I can tell you that it's going to be competitive as hell. It's going to be a dynamite series.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we got great, you know, look at Martin Roy, Rookie of the Year. Fabulous job. Could have won multiple races. You know, fighting for a win. And, you know, we're going to move on. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I think we're going to see a different schedule. I think there's going to be date changes. I think we're going to have a new look. I mean, the you know, starting at Canadian Tire Motorsports Park last year on a road course was different. I think we're going to be different again this year. And I think if you look at our past history in the last 6 years, there's been a lot of different things that have happened over the years. And I think year 7 is going to be that again. We're going to be looking at something different. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be great for the fans. It's going to be great racing. And, you know, it's going to be game on probably the end of May.
This is pure speculation. I've heard rumors. There's people bouncing rumors off. Is there any chance of seeing the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series during the F1 weekend at Montreal? Is there any kind of talk about something like that?
You know, I'm not the one that can give you a straight answer on that. I think it's a lot of rumors, like you say. I don't think there's a lot of facts behind it. We had a NASCAR race there. We were involved with the Nationwide. It was a nice fit. Everything worked. It was a great deal for the years it lasted. And, you know, I would probably have to speculate that that is a rumor, and I wouldn't know, you know, if that could be possible, but it would be something different if it did happen.
You know, that's how great events come about, right? It's an idea one time that someone has, and then a group of people work on it, and then before you know it, you're talking about it as a historical thing. Events fall off a schedule, which always happens at all different types of racetracks. You know, it's somewhat of a shock factor at the beginning, but out the other end, when the schedules are all planned, there'll be a better surprise on the other end than what we had as a disappointment in one shape or another, if that's the right way of putting it. But I can guarantee you one thing. This has been a celebration here tonight. The champion is all set and ready to go for the Night of Champions at Charlotte, North Carolina. There is no off-season for you. What's next on your schedule, Brad?
Well, you know, we got through this event, and it was great. I think everyone had a great time. If I got, you know, Mixie on one knee and a Dilly on the
I think it's a full
and,
moon.
You know,
I think it's a full moon.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I got Dwayne Baker hanging off me, so I mean, you know, everybody had a good time. It was a great night. It was a good event. DJ Kennington had a record-setting year that'll probably be a long time before we ever see that again with the company that he's in with you know, Hall of Famer Richie Evans,
yeah.
You know, Herschel McGriff. I mean, it's a story in itself from 2012. I don't think, you know, we might never see that again for a long time. So it was a great event. Everybody had fun, and that is what it was about. We had a business meeting today, you know, going over some things with our sponsors and so on. And I think everyone left here feeling good and glad to be part of the event.
You made history, my man. Good job. Good job by you and all of your staff. Good job on NASCAR's behalf. It was dynamite. As a race fan, as a broadcaster, we had a great season. Looking forward to even more in 2013.
Hey, Joe, I appreciate everything you guys do. Love having you around, and, you know, we'll be back at it in 13, ready to go.
You want to believe it. That's Brad Moran, director for the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. The last guest we're going to hear from tonight is a guy that I know real well. Known him for years. We have Greg McPherson from Inside Track Motorsport News going to jump on here with us. Greg, wouldn't be a season unless we take a look back. Man, you've had lots to write about this year.
No, it's been a great season. Nice to see you guys out tonight.
you take a look at the season. DJ wins 7 races, his second championship. Any surprises from your side, Greg? I know you would have caught a number of the races. You would have definitely stayed up on things all the way through. Any surprises from your side?
You know, going in, you looked and you saw the guys like DJ, Andrew, JR, and Scott. You knew those were going to be the guys in contention, and they ended up being the top four. But just it's just something that clicks with one of them that they take off. Like Andrew had his year where he won, what, 6? And then Scott will win. He had his year where it was dominant, and he couldn't buy a win this year. So you don't know what goes on in the off season, what clicks, what somebody figures out. But like for, you know, what DJ did to ring those off the way he did, 5 in a row, 7 total. Next year he might not win one. Like, you know, yeah. It's just the way it goes. But it was amazing to watch, and it sure clicked for him.
He's got a real spark in his eye, and I know he's anticipating his new family. You know, he's going to have his child, and he's coming off the championship. But, man, I see a different DJ Kennington sitting across the table this year. And I did all year. Whenever I interview DJ, there's something different about him. He is more driven. I don't know. He's more relaxed.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, kind of a dangerous combination
for
the other competitors. When you get somebody that's relaxed and good, wow.
It kind of reminds me, like, Don Thompson, when he had his run of 5 in a row, you know, 7, really, like, with all the championships. And it'd be the banquet, and the next night, you know, he was going home to work on the cars the next day. It just had it in him. That's what he did. That's all he did. DJ's like that, the same thing. And, you know, this year it was funny. Forever I'd interview him, and he's smart enough not to make predictions or set goals. We want to have a good year, do the best we can. And this year at Barrie, where they had the broken fuel pump, and, you know, and that was it. And I interviewed him after that. I said, you know, your cushion cuts into your cushion a lot. You got 2 more races. What are you going to do? And he said, we're going to go win the next 2.
Yeah.
And I forgot about that. I went and looked at my notes.
Yeah.
That's what they did. And he doesn't stick his neck out. But after that Barrie run where he had the one bad race this year, that was the only bad one, it's like, we're going to win the next 2. We'll clean it up.
Yeah, and that's what Junior said going into those races. Watch out for DJ. There goes his mulligan. Yeah. Watch for him to turn on. And, man, you were right on the money.
Yeah. He was heading into his house. Riverside is you know, that's a Dodge Power racetrack. You need lots of power to get around there. DJ had great horsepower all year.
Yep.
Great race cars. You know, the car turned and got off the corner, so it made it look like it even had more horsepower. But, you know, DJ's cars definitely handled. They handled in a straight line. They did everything that a race car needs to do in order to win races.
I remember, whether it was Canadian Tire, Motorsport Park, the Oval.
Mm-hmm.
First, when you'd see that, he was ready to drive over guys coming off the turn.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Get out of my way. I'm coming off the turn. And
you
just saw that right off the bat, and it never stopped.
Yep.
And that was it. And then the other thing was, the last year, he would get a couple races like iCar, and he'd get bonked around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like frustrating, and it's like, I'm going to get these guys, and I'm not taking any more junk. And it was just so smooth this year. There were no issues, you know. Beautiful championship season, the best one yet.
We're in the city of Toronto tonight. I can't help but think Canadian Motorsports Expo. I'm in the city of Toronto. How are things coming along?
You know what? It's good. We're kind of ahead of the game this year.
Nice.
It takes place International Center again, February 8th, 9th, and 10th. So it's the week after the Rolex, the week before qualifying at Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just at the stage now lining up the guests to come to the show. You put a lot of lines out there. We've got a couple big ones on the hook.
Yep.
No point saying anything to anyone, but hopefully we get one of them.
Yeah.
We'll get someone no matter what. Like, we've had a good record of, you know, Keselowski, Edwards last year.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
A bunch of guys. So we're confident. We got a couple door crashers that hopefully, you know, one of them comes through. But, you know, it had a lot of feedback tonight. I guess in the meetings today, the guys were talking about, you know, the show and, you know, there's Canadian Tire planning on coming, or, you know, NASCAR planning on coming again.
Right.
So it seems like it's kind of building into the consciousness and part of the kickoff to the season up here for people, which is what we wanted to see.
Yeah, better. With the work that you guys have put into the show, it has got to start taking hold.
Yeah.
Because you guys have really, really done a great job in building it and being persistent.
Yep.
I seen Glenn Butt earlier tonight. The guy, one of the originators of that show, and you can definitely see it in his eyes. 2 IndyCar races. I thought IndyCar races are going to happen here in the city next year.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That was interesting. Like, this fall has not been boring between the losing Edmonton, losing the NASCAR race weekend in Montreal, hearing that there are 2 races in, you know, Toronto going to happen?
Yeah.
Be interesting. Hope they've got cars left for Sunday. We'll see. But
I don't know what they're going to. They must be going to bring like two or three cars a team.
You got to have backups in terms of an event. I don't know if that was plan A all along to have two in Toronto. Yeah. I know they had a mark where they wanted to hit and say, this is how many races we're going to have next year. We're going to double up. I'd heard talk that Edmonton was going to be one of them, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, how many cars did they tear up last year, the year before? We were at the Indy 2 years in a row there, and, man, they've tore up a lot of equipment.
Yeah, they definitely knock a lot of wings off and stuff. Bumpy course, you know, they grab the curbs pretty hard, and it's going to be wild to see. But you know what? If a late model team from Backwoods, Ontario, can head down to New Smyrna and race for 9 nights straight on an oval, I don't think that they're going to have a whole lot of trouble with the Indy cars running two back to back. They got a lot more funding and they've got the equipment and stuff, and you know it will be a little bit different, but it'll be interesting to see the teams that have the car handle in the first day, and it should be interesting to see the other teams dial in a few ideas and changes. Usually you don't get a do-over at this level. No. at IndyCar or NASCAR or what have you, F1. You don't get a do-over at the same racetrack back-to-back.
So that's good for the event, though.
It's like, going to create great racing.
The 2 days, they mean something.
Exactly. Yeah. Points days. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're doing one's standing, one's a rolling. Start?
I'm not sure.
I thought I heard that.
I'm not sure. I know it's going to be interesting to see two IndyCar races back-to-back like that. You'd think, you know, maybe one on Friday, one on Sunday. Give a guy, you know, a little bit of time in between. But it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like it's going to be bang-bang.
Yeah.
Hopefully the weather cooperates. The city of Toronto is going to be excited. I know Canada will. Yeah. It'll be our only exposure to the IZOD IndyCar Series, but double the bang here in Toronto. So I guess if people are going to come in, they might as well come in for the weekend and catch two bigger shows.
Yep. No, that'll be something to look forward to, that's for sure.
How are things at the magazine? Everything all winding up and getting ready for the year-end stuff?
Yep, we're into the reviews, sort of late-season things, gearing up for the show. Obviously, CME, that's another big thing, but... you know, there's never much of an off season. I'm sure it's the same with you guys. Like you just go, that's done, and it's on to the next. You know, you're into your planning and things. You know, they're testing at Daytona, racing down there before you know it. It'll be fun this year with that. You know, the battle at the beach.
Yeah,
DJ and like Dwayne Baker. He says he's getting a car. Like, you know, it's not much of an off season.
No, none at all.
Yeah.
And on the other side of the fence, you got the boat out of the water. That's good.
We did that today.
Did you catch any fish this year?
Couple not bad ones.
Yeah?
Not what you guys are pulling out.
Did Mel kick your butt?
No, she doesn't fish.
No?
No.
She reads.
I'm trying to get my daughter going, Haley. But No, it's a great summer up there, and where our cottage is close enough that we can shoot down to some races at night, you know, whether it's Barrie, Sunset, Kawartha.
That's cheating, just so you know.
I know. Yeah. I cut it close. I know. People had a heart attack. I showed up way early at Kawartha for the Canadian Tire Series finale, and people were like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Practice is going on.
Did you sell the cottage?
They were worried. I was like, no. I had to get the programs. We did the programs for Derek and them. So.
Well, I know 2013 right now is going to be a wild season. I can't wait for it. I know this year has been a dynamite one, too.
Yep, and you guys and all the work you did, especially down the Maritimes, that was fun to listen to.
Oh, man.
You're going to get a lot of people following you down there.
Some dynamite racing we've seen down there. We're going to be at Homestead. We've got two live shows coming up from Homestead Miami Speedway.
Yep.
We're going to be pre-race on Friday and on Saturday. Looking forward to that big NASCAR finish. Who are you taking there?
You guys are working hard. I don't know. It's hard. I don't know. Jimmy, Brad, like Danny, like it's hard. You know?
I think this weekend is really going to tell the tale with Sprint Cup.
Yeah.
We'll know who the chasers are and who they aren't after this weekend.
Yeah.
And from the look of the nationwide race today, it's going to be nuts tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of wrecks today.
Watch that for sure. Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I was taking the boat out. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
You need Bell Mobile TV.
You can only multitask so much.
Greg, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Joe.
We'll catch up again.
No, all the best. You guys do an awesome job. Thanks for all your hard work.
Thank you. And that is Greg McPherson, Inside Track Motorsport News. Junior, that's pretty well going to do it.
I think we talked to everybody
other than the cleaners, I guess it's just us to wrap up. It's been exciting here tonight. A lot of great people, a lot of great things happening.
This was awesome. Looking forward to 2013 and looking forward to everything that's going to be coming up at Daytona International Speedway. I know everybody's fired up here, so, you know, watch for big things. Check Racetime Radio out online at www.racetimeradio.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Racetime Radio. And also follow me, Junior, at Motor Promotions. I think that about does it.
Got to thank Grant Slater back in the Racetime Radio studio for pushing all the buttons and twisting the knobs to make sure everybody out there gets this. Thanks, Grant, back in the studio. Can't thank you enough for that. But that's going to do it for us here tonight at Racetime Radio. Thanks so much. For Junior, I'm Joe. We will catch you Saturday morning.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio, presented by Shell Rotella Heavy Duty Diesel Engine Oil. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.